Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the nine-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Line through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome. High above Carilion Clinic Field on a gorgeous night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, the Salem Red Sox, single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, are on the air. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. And Carter, yet another absolutely delightful Friday night. The sun is shining and setting behind the Roanoke Mountains. We got fireworks on tap after the ball game, and it's been a series full of fireworks between Down East and Salem here this week.
It has been. No doubt about that. No doubt about that at all. You look back to Tuesday, and that was an exhilarating win for the Salem Red Sox. A 6-5 come from behind victory. Brooks Brannon, a walk-off single in his first game back, the 21st best prospect in the Red Sox organization, gets the job done. And then, you know, on Wednesday, you turn the page, and it's a little bit of a laugher, but that's baseball, right? You lose 11-2, and then you turn back around, and yesterday you find a way to get the job done. And it was, quite frankly, a very complete performance, as complete as we've seen it all year here in Salem by the Salem Red Sox. Again, it was a 7-3 victory over the Down East Wood Ducks, and really kind of the storyline of that game. There's two of them, really. Stanley Tucker, 1-for-3 with his first professional grand slam, his third professional home run, and the former 19th-round draft pick out of Texas A&M continues to do such a nice job in the starting nine for the Salem Red Sox. And then you look at a guy like Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, the 20th best prospect in the system. Five innings of two-run ball, or two-hit ball, I should say. No earned runs, two hits, and or two walks, I should say, and two strikeouts. Lowered his season ERA down to 3.35. Those were kind of the main storylines, but then you also look at somebody like Nathaniel Uten, who is 3-for-4 in the win. So all around, a feel-good victory for the Red Sox, and you kind of feel like you're just ready to keep it going tonight.
No doubt about it. Red Sox winners on Tuesday. 6-5 the final score. Brooks Brannon, the hero. Walk-off, bottom of the ninth, base hit after Antonio Anderson's leadoff double in that bottom of the ninth inning. He came around to score, and the Red Sox won it 6-5. That was really a punch, counterpunch, back and forth, heavyweight type of fight. And the Red Sox simply, kind of in basketball terms, overtime had the ball last, or college football overtime, like we said. And you almost catch a break when you get the ball last like that. The Red Sox had that in their favor on Tuesday, because it seemed like every time a team had something to offer, the other team had a counterpunch to it. And then again, you mentioned the laugh for 11-2 the following day. Yesterday, the Red Sox with a very convincing win. Carter, I also want to take you through some impressive performances on the side of the Red Sox throughout the week. Of course, Stanley Tucker has the big grand slam yesterday. Nathaniel Uten ended up going 3-for-4 a day ago. Had a home run for insurance in the eighth inning, a solo blast, and had two more hits throughout the day, 3-for-4 in total.
Yeah, and again, 3-for-4 a day for Nathaniel Uten. He did a nice job and was one of those big storylines yesterday for the Salem Red Sox. And that homer was a no-doubter down the right field line, three-hit day, and continues to do his job playing different positions in the outfield for the Salem Red Sox. Back in right tonight after starting in left in back-to-back contests so far this week. So, again, it's kind of the depth of the lineup as a whole, 1-9 right now. Throughout the week, has been doing a fairly nice job, and you're seeing kind of some of those top prospects flip in and out of there, but again, it's the guys like that have not cracked the top 30, but are very capable, like a Nathan Uten, a Stanley Tucker, a Marvin Alcantara, who we're going to talk about. All those guys continue to step up when the Red Sox need them to, and it's a big reason why the Sox have won two of the first three.
Convincing win last night, 7-3, the final score, the Red Sox on top. And Carter, yesterday's lineup was really a treat, something we can continue to talk about here. You had probably the best lineup configuration of the season up to that point, because when you include starting pitcher Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, five top 30 Boston Red Sox prospects were featured, four of them in the batting lineup.
Yeah, and five in the top 21, too. And you look at, I mean, this was the one through four yesterday. Looking back in my scorebook, you had Nizan Zenitello, the eighth best prospect, leading off. Antonio Anderson, the 18th best prospect, was in the two hole. Miguel Blaze, the fourth best prospect, was in the three hole. He then extended his hitting streak to 14 and on base streak to 24. And then Brooks Brannan gets the start at first, and he was good defensively. And on top of that, he's the 21st best prospect. You alluded to ERC, the 20th best prospect was on the bump. And all those guys kind of shined yesterday. You know, maybe a little bit of a tough day for guys like Nizan. But Miguel Blaze, again, the two-run single back in the third, made it a 2-0 ball game to extend those two streaks. And then ERC had one of his best starts of the season. So, feel good win for the Red Sox. And, you know, you're just kind of trying to carry some momentum into today's game. It's been a fairly back-and-forth series. The reason why Wednesday was maybe a little bit of a laugher. And, hey, if the Red Sox win tonight, they've secured at least a split in the six-game set. So, big one for Salem.
No doubt about it. Another spotlight type of performance a couple of nights back. Juan Montero ended up tearing it up for the Red Sox towards the bottom of the order. Spoiler for tonight's lineup, you'll see him featured once again. Ended up going 3-for-4 in the nine hole.
Yeah, and again, he kind of had the off day yesterday, and so that's kind of just how it works. It ebbs and flows that way. Behind the plate for the first time in this series, he played the first base position. That was back on Wednesday. And to your point, 3-for-4, he struck out his first AB, and then after that, a single, a double, and then a single in the ninth. So he's one of those guys who is just going to continue to have to swing the bat well to probably force his way in there, per se, and he's very capable to do so. And now you have four catchers currently on the roster, but because Juan can play some first, can play behind the plate, so can Brooks Brannan, you know, that gives you some options if you're Liam Carroll and crew. So I'm excited to see what he does this evening, and again, it gives the Red Sox some flexibility when you continue to shine at the plate and do some damage in the right-hander's batter's box. So again, Juan Montero he's been a big piece this year for the Red Sox when his name has been called at times, and you know, Wednesday was a perfect example as to why, for sure.
Beautiful night at the ballpark. The sun is setting. We got a terrific, maybe just the way everybody's filing in the line outside of the parking lot, arguably the best crowd of the year. It's a firework Friday, and we're ready to roll. It's game number four of a six-game set between the Downeast Wood Ducks and your Salem Red Sox. Salem looking to win their third game of the series out of four up to this point. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. Our pregame coverage rolls on after this. Back in 2 minutes, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Gorgeous night out at the yard in Salem. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you as we get you set for first pitch between the Down East Wood Ducks and your Salem Red Sox. Game number four of a six-game set this week here in Salem. The Red Sox currently lead it 2-1. A team that comes in 2 games below 500 at 26-28. On the other side, Down East sits at 29-24. They are just ahead of the Red Sox in the Carolina League North standings. And it's time for tonight's Carilion Clinic injury report, followed up by our starting lineups this evening. And Carter, injury report-wise, not a whole lot. Everybody knows Johan Fran Garcia out for the rest of the season. We will not see him here in Salem. Again, unfortunately, a lower body injury. We saw it, and it felt right away when he was carted off that you knew might not see him for a bit.
That was unfortunate. Yeah. But again, Miguel Blaze working his way back from a root canal.
Which is worth noting, by the way. I had a lot of people tweeting and DMing me and things like that. Like, what's going on with Miguel Blaze? They're doing it again tonight because, spoiler alert, no Miguel Blaze in the lineup tonight for the Red Sox. But it's just a root canal. And so everybody's kind of been messaging and being like, freaking out, what's wrong with Miguel Blaze? I think there's almost a sigh of relief that a root canal is the issue.
Yeah, I saw some people saying, you know, man, I really hope he's not hurt. Well, he was down last week, missed 4 games, and is going to miss, spoiler alert, 3 of the first 4 here this week. But again, just a root canal, so the dental procedure is behind him. You gotta work your way back when you're not feeling so well, per se, and I think a root canal is definitely not the most fun thing to go through. I have not personally done it.
Hopefully
it never happens. But yeah, that's the issue with Miguel Blaze. That's the reason why he's not starting tonight.
All right. Well, that concludes our injury report. Let's go ahead through tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Down East Wood Ducks. Carter, take it away.
Absolutely. Well, the Down East Wood Ducks coming at 29-24 on the season, the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. And here is their starting nine, penciled in by second-year manager Carlos Maldonado. Leading off is the shortstop, Ashedri Vargas, the 16th best prospect in the Rangers organization, leads off once again today. Glader Figueroa, is down at the hot corner starting at third base for Down East here this evening. He's the 25th best prospect in the Rangers organization. And then behind the plate, it's the catcher Jesus Lopez getting the start for the Wood Ducks. So 1-2-3, it goes Vargas, Figueroa, and Lopez. In the cleanup spot, the first baseman Arturo Disla. He is back out there today after getting the half day off yesterday as the designated hitter. And in the 5-hole, it's the center fielder Marcus Smith. The designated hitter, Julian Brock, is in the 6-hole. So 4-5-6, it goes Disla, Smith, and Brock. In the 7-0, it goes to the left fielder, Eric Alvarez. He makes his first start in the series since Tuesday in the series opener. That was a victory for the Salem Red Sox, 6-5 over the Down East Wood Ducks. The right fielder, Marcos Torres, is in the 8-hole. And batting ninth is the second baseman, Marco Soto. So 7-8-9, it goes Alvarez, Torres, and Soto. And on the bump tonight for the Wood Ducks, the right-hander, Kyle Larson for Down East, as they look to try and even up this six-game set.
Thank you, Carter. Kyle Larson, a righty, 20-year-old, 18th round pick in 2021 to the Texas Rangers out of Sanford, Florida. And you'll see the very tall, over 6-foot righty on the bump tonight for Down East. Well, your starting lineup for the Salem Red Sox. All right, it's not as glamorous with the glitz and glory of top prospects like it was yesterday, but there's certainly a lot of talent to go around, and it starts with the 18th best prospect in the organization. Playing in the hot corner tonight, Antonio Anderson leads us off. He's followed up by Nellie Taylor Jr., the center fielder, coming off of a rest day yesterday. Nellie Taylor injected back into the lineup tonight. Excited to see what he does. The Carolina League leader in doubles with 15 on the season. Brooks Brannan back in the lineup tonight. He's a designated hitter, so he gets a half day's rest. He bats third. Marvin Alcantara, the cleanup man, he plays shortstop tonight. We touched on it in our pregame report that you can find on the social medias. Marvin Alcantara, Carter, such a joy to watch defensively in the middle infield. Excited to see him play short.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Plays second base well, plays the shortstop position well, and has been swinging a hot stick. Three consecutive multi-hit games. Hopefully he can continue that this evening.
Nathaniel Uten, he bats fifth and has been in left field for the majority of this series thus far. He moves over to the other side of the outfield, playing in right field tonight. Batting sixth, Andy Lugo, second best batting average on the Red Sox roster. He plays out in left field, so versatile. You could see him pretty much anywhere across the field, and he's in the outfield this evening. Albert Feliz, after homering earlier this series, he bats seventh, and he holds down the fort at first base tonight. Juan Montero back in the lineup after a 3-for-4 outing a couple of nights back and coming off a rest yesterday. He's behind the dish catching for the first time this series. He played first base in his 3-for-4 outing tonight. He's in the battery. And in the nine hole, Stanley Tucker, the second baseman. He's been really fun to watch defensively at second base. He's coming off the heels of a grand slam a night ago. And hey, when the bat's hot, you gotta ride it.
Yes, I 100% agree with that. And that was a bomb off the bat of Stanley Tucker, quite frankly. He said he didn't know if he was going to get out off the bat. It's his first professional grand slam, third professional home run, first of the season here in single A, and that had to feel good, right? I mean, Stanley Tucker's numbers may not be where he wants them to be at this point in the season, but he's been clutch at certain times. Had the two-run go-ahead single about a week and a half ago in that Sunday series finale victory over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and then this week so far had a big-time double earlier in the week, and then the grand slam yesterday so far has been the cherry on top in the first three games. So he's somebody that just continues to work his way into the lineup, and with Framie De Leon, of course, going up to Portland for the time being at the Double-A level, that's going to open up more and more playing time for some guys up the middle to play different positions. And Stanley Tucker is another guy that's extremely versatile and plays second, third, left, and right all very, very well at a high level.
No doubt about it. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at the Carolina League North standings. But first, time to tell you about Luis Cohen on the bump for the Red Sox as well. You know, this is a team that has an embarrassment of riches in starting pitcher talent. And though Cohen's numbers might not necessarily reflect that to the fullest, when he's at his best, he's sensational.
Yes, he certainly is. And he's maybe not coming off of his best start on the road against the Lynchburg Hillcats last week, but we've seen him at times be spectacular for the Salem Red Sox. He's 2-4 with a 4.34 ERA. Maybe not where he wants it, so to say, but 10th start of the season, 37 and a third innings pitched, 27 strikeouts to just overall the season, 10 walks. So that's a pretty good strikeout-to-walk ratio. You look at what he's done recently, we mentioned the Lynchburg game, and then you look at Fayetteville, maybe didn't go how he wanted it to go either, four innings of three-run ball, not bad. But then you look at what he did at Augusta, five innings of shutout ball, just giving up three hits and a victory over the Green Jackets. That is Luis Cohen at his best, and we've seen him do that twice this year, at Augusta and then on the road against the Carolina Mudcats back in late April, where he didn't allow a run, five innings of two-hit ball. So at his best, he's one of the best in the rotation. Yet to see it at home in Salem Memorial Ballpark this season, but feels like tonight's a pretty good night to do so.
Not a ton of shuffle in the Carolina League standings, but we'll take you through it. First, in the South Division, Kannapolis leads everybody with a 34-19 record. That's the best record in the Carolina League as a whole. A 6.42 win percentage, that's nothing to snuff at. They're 9-1 in their last 10 games, simply playing the best baseball in the Carolina League right now. The Columbia Fireflies follow them up, 27-25. Myrtle Beach, 25-28. Fayetteville, 25-29. Charleston is 24-29. And then Augusta at the bottom of the South, they are 21-32. Carter, just goes to show that the South is a little bit more of a, besides Kannapolis at the top with a 6.5 game lead, really thicking things out for that second place spot.
Well, yeah, and you only have two teams above 500 in the whole division, yeah, which I think certainly says something. But that was highly competitive the first month of the season between Kannapolis and Myrtle Beach and Fayetteville. And the Woodpeckers have just completely, the last couple weeks, I know they're a very young team, but this team was in first place for two-thirds of really the first month and a half of the way. And because they just continue to not find ways to win baseball games is probably a kind way to put it. They've lost three in a row. They're four under 500, and all of a sudden they find themselves 9.5 back at first in the Carolina League South. So, yeah, I just don't know if the depth is, I mean, the numbers prove it, necessarily there in that division. However, to flip it back to the Carolina League North, and not to pivot from your point, but the Salem Red Sox are two under, and they find themselves all of a sudden 7 back of first in the Carolina League North. So you have an opportunity here if you're the Red Sox. You got 3 more this weekend. There's still a couple weeks to make up some ground in the North Division. There's still some meaningful baseball certainly left to be played if you're Salem.
No doubt about it. Top of the Carolina League North, the Mudcats, 32-20. Lynchburg, 30-24. Down East, 29-24. Fredericksburg, who was just the other day, it felt like, at the top of the North, they're sitting at fourth. They're 29-25, 4 games back. Salem is 7 games back, 26-28. And then the Shorebirds, 17-36. Well, this week really could decide a lot in the Carolina League North. An important series for both the Down East Wood Ducks and the Salem Red Sox. And they stick it out for game number 4 out of 6 here tonight. It's a firework Friday. The ballpark is absolutely buzzing. One of our best crowds of the season. And we can't wait to bring you first pitch after the break. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Hita. We're just about 2 minutes away from first pitch in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball. And it's all season long on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
Final notes of the national anthem here high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox are on the air. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. We get you set up for the Down East Wood Ducks and the Salem Red Sox, game 4 out of 6, and ready to take you to the first 3 innings on the play-by-play. Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. Man, oh man, a picture-perfect night for baseball here on this Friday evening in Salem, Virginia. Again, game 4 of 6 in this 6-game set. between your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Downeast Wood Ducks, the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. The Red Sox were winners back on Tuesday. That was a 6-5 walk-off victory. Walk-off single off the bat of Brooks Brannon gave the Sox the win. And then on Wednesday, an 11-2 loss. And sure, that's not what you wanted to see, but then you turn around, you come back to Salem yesterday, and you win 1-7-3 over the Wood Ducks. Stanley Tucker, his first professional Grand Slam. Today, trying to at least secure the series split for the Red Sox, Luis Cohen takes the bump. He's 2-4 this season with a 4.34 ERA. This is start number 10 on the year for him. 37 and a third innings pitched, 27 strikeouts to just 10 walks. Cohen, the 21-year-old out of Venezuela, making his 10th start of the season. 1-2-3 to lead off the ball game for the Wood Ducks. Echedri Vargas, Glader Figueroa, and Jesus Lopez. It is Fireworks Friday. It's a Field of Dreams night. It's, let's see here as I look at my weather app, 75 degrees, about an 8-mile-per-hour wind gust, but not a cloud, very few, if you will, clouds in the sky here for a gorgeous night of Friday Night Baseball in Southwest Virginia. Vargas steps in from the right side. Cohen is ready. Vargas is ready. And on Friday night in Salem, after the long look-in, let's do it as he winds and fires. He swings and bounces it foul, third base side, nothing in one.
How about this, Carter? We got a treat tonight. Ballpark is jam-packed, fireworks after the ball game, a great series up to this point. This is one of those nights that this is why you love the sport.
0-1. He swings, rifles it down the third baseline. Foul. It's quickly 0-2. And Luis Cohen treating the fans to getting ahead early. Up 0-2 in the count. Yeah, arguably to your point, maybe the best crowd we've seen this year. And it's coming at a good time, too. First weekend of June. Summer is finally upon us, and that's the time for baseball here in Southwest Virginia. Vargas, the 233 hitter, the 16th best prospect in the Rangers organization. 0-2, check swing on a breaking ball. Did he go? No, he didn't. According to Larry Pettis, our field umpire, Zach Kovic is behind home plate. Pettis is in the field. Our two-man Carolina League crew. 1-2. And the righty deals. He swings, nudges it foul, third base side. Vargas stays alive. Defensive alignment for the Red Sox, left to right in the infield. A little bit different today. Antonio Anderson is at third. Marvin Alcantara down at short. Stanley Tucker back at second. Albert Feliz, Big Al, is at first. Left to right in the outfield. Andy Lugo is in left. Ellie Taylor is in center. Nathaniel Tsen is in right. Behind the plate, Juan Montero. Luis Cohen is on the bump. 1-2. He winds and fires. Breaking ball low and away. Evens up the count at 2-2.
Good at bat here to get us going. Both guys kind of battling a little bit.
Two homers and 16 ribbies on the season for Vargas. Starting at shortstop for the fourth consecutive night. 2-2. He swings and misses for strike three. A fastball right by him, and there's one down.
Yeah, I don't think Vargas was thinking fastball, but it was well in the zone, and he had no choice but to swing at it, and just a great pitch. Just goes to show how much the mix of Cohen can really be deceiving for batters. I think the way that Vargas swung at that, he was expecting breaking ball and kind of jumped out in front of him, and he said, oh, boy.
It's Glader Figueroa now. He digs in from the left side. 25th best prospect in the system. First pitch, he swings and bounces it foul. Third base side, nothing in one.
Again, Cohen working ahead here.
Absolutely. And at an efficient pace, if you will. Trying to follow up what Elmer Rodriguez Cruz did on the bump yesterday.
I was going to say, nobody works quicker than ERC, though.
0-1. And he curls and unfurls. Misses high and away. Evens up the count at 1-1.
You know, a big night tonight, too, for Juan Montero with Brooks Brannon being brought up and Calvany playing a lot behind the plate, too. We talk about opportunities being few and far between.
1-1, he swings and tips it foul for his base side, moves the count to a ball and two strikes.
It's kind of like when Anderson gets a chance to play shortstop, right?
Sure.
You want to take full advantage of those shots to play your natural position, and Montero a chance to do that. Second appearance in the series, earning himself really a chance to play again here tonight.
1-2, breaking ball in the dirt, 2-2. Yeah, couple guys with a day off. Miguel Blaze, fourth best prospect in the system, recovering from that root canal, if you will. Freyly Encarnacion gets the night off as well, as does Nizan Zanatella. 2-2, he kicks and deals. In the dirt again, count runs full. And Zanatello is still coming off of that injury, easing his way back, yet certainly don't expect him to play all six games. Has been in the field twice so far this week and gets the full day off here this evening. 3-2, he swings, pops it up right side of the infield, charging in Albert Bailey's, makes the call and grabs it head high for out number two. Two up, two down. Here's Jesus Lopez.
Solid work here by Cohen, again inducing soft contact on a pop-up. Can't ask for much more than that. A strikeout, weak pop-up.
So we talk about the Red Sox and their top prospects. Well, the Wit Ducks say, well, what about us? The top three guys in their order, you go from the 16th best prospect to the 25th best prospect to the 27th best prospect in the form of Lopez. Leads the team with a .293 average among qualifying hitters. First pitch, righty on lefty. He swings, lifts it. Straightaway center, moving back is Nelly Taylor to his right, looks up and watches it go up the top of the wall, and it caroms away. This could be all sorts of trouble as Lopez digs for third. He may get the green light. He's hauling around third, heading home. Here's the throw. Here's the play, and they got him with ease to deny the inside the park home run.
What a throw. Marvin Alcantara on the cutoff. I got to tell you what, Carter. Nelly Taylor kind of gave up on that ball out and left, and I'm thinking, you got to go get that. It made you 10 to a little bit of extra work, and I guess it ends up all working out the way it was supposed to.
It goes down as a triple for Lopez, and he's gunned down at the plate. Well, what a weird way to go 3-3 down for Luis Cohen as we move to the home half of the first in Salem, scoreless between the Wit Ducks and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park. On select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, we're coming back in with the replay of the triple off the bat of Jesus Lopez, and what a relay by Marvin Alcantara to deny an inside the park home run. Top of the lineup for the Red Sox, here's Antonio Anderson, who steps in from the left side. First pitch, righty on lefty, winds and fires. It misses low and outside, and the count is 1-0. 1-2-3, the top, Anderson, Taylor, and Brooks Brannan. Kyle Larson is the pitcher on the bunt for Downies. The 1-0 is taken for a strike, outer half. Fastball at the knees, 1-1. Kyle Larson, the numbers aren't great per se, but a big opportunity this evening here in Salem. 1-1. breaking ball high and inside, 2-1.
That's how you got to frame it, right?
2-2.
No day bigger than today.
2-2 with a 7.97 ERA. Former 18th round draft pick by the Rangers in 2021. 2-1. High and away it goes, 3-1.
You got to think a guy that's kind of battled some injuries throughout that journey to be
sure
at single A, you know, 3 years after being drafted.
3-1, he kicks and deals. There's a strikeout or half, count runs full.
Reminds me a lot of Bradley Blaylock, who actually is no longer with the organization for the Red Sox right now, but he spent a good chunk here last year before soaring up all the way to, I believe, double A.
3-2, he misses high and away, and a leadoff walk to Antonio Anderson.
The guy that was, again, I think drafted in 2021. I could be incorrect on that. Actually drafted in 2019.
Okay.
Well, and was playing single A last year.
Kyle Larson, 22 strikeouts on the year, now 16 walks. That's probably what has been one of the bugaboos, per se, and he leads off the game with one. Nelly Taylor steps in now from the left side. Starting center fielder for the Red Sox. First pitch, this is low and outside. First pitch fastball, the count's 1-0. Larson has that high leg kick, too, through the windup, almost like a Yu Darvish-esque, if you will. Yoshinobu Yamamoto as well with the Dodgers, 1-0. High and away, two balls and no strikes.
He's got that physical presence, too. I mean, towers over you, 6'2". We were standing down there yesterday. We were shooting our stand-up, and when you have this cavernous of a park with that tall of a wall, the mound looks that much closer.
It does. 2-0. Winds and fires. Misses high and inside. 3-0. So Larson is in danger of walking back-to-back base runners to lead off the game. And Nelly Taylor is in command right now. Will they turn him loose? We'll see. 3-0. And he kicks and deals. Misses low and outside. A four-pitch walk. Back-to-back base on balls in first and second. Nobody out for Brooks Brannan. And quickly, Jesus Lopez going to come out and have a conversation with right-hander Larson.
Well, you'll take this if you're the Sox. Anytime you can get a free pass, for sure. But when you can take first and second and it feels like the game still just started, it's a good spot to be for Brooks Brannan.
Speaking of the Wood Ducks, here's their defensive alignment tonight. Left to right in the infield. Later Figueroa is down at third. Ishedri Vargas is at short. Marco Soto is at second. Arturo Disla is at first. Eric Alvarez is in left. Marcus Smith in center. Marcos Torres is in right. First pitch to Brannan. He swings, pops it up down the right field line. It will falter foul. Just south of the Downeast bullpen. Nothing in one.
Just a hair late on, believe it or not, under a high breaking.
Yeah.
So they hit him with an 84-mile-an-hour slider, and he was still just a little bit late on it. Hit it 95 off the bat.
Brooks Brannan was such a classic look at the plate, if you will. 0-1. He swings, lifts it high in the air. Deep left field. Moving back is Alvarez. That ball is way gone. Welcome back, Brooks Brannan. And it's 3-0 Sox in the first.
Man, that is one of those things you just love to see. A guy that's been through so much, has battled through the injuries, didn't love his numbers in the FCL to start this year and said, man, I'm just looking for a fresh start up in Salem. And he just gave us a point up
here.
He did.
I
love that, man.
Cool.
But looking for a fresh start, wipe the slate clean at the single A level, and what a week he's had, man. Didn't have a hit yesterday, but 2-for-4 with a walk-off the other night and a homer now here to start tonight. 3-0 Sox.
Marvin Alcantara nubs a ball down the first baseline. Disla collects, bobbles, boots. The flip to first is not made, and there's an E3. How about that? What a start for the Red Sox. Two walks, a three-run bomb off the bat of Brooks Brannan, and Marvin Alcantara reaches on what has to be, you would think, an E3. The backspin, though, had to be crazy on this play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was one of those that just caught every inch of that grass and took a weird turn. You'll take it, though. You'll take it. Hey, things starting to fall into place.
Through the stretch again is Larson, and Man, oh man, have the Sox greeted him rudely. First pitch to Danny Uten. He waves and misses at a breaking ball low and inside. It's nothing and one. How about this? That's not going to count. There was a balk call. Nothing going right for the Wood Ducks.
And they do officially rule it an E3 on the first baseman, Arturo Vizla.
So now the first pitch to Nathaniel Utsin. Another potential run is already in scoring position. Finds and fires. Inside it goes. Counts 1-0. And, you know, it's tough for down Easton Larson, right? We were just talking about his numbers. You know, the homer off the bat of Brooks Brannan, that's making you pay for shooting yourself in the foot. The 1-0 he swings. Grounds it left side. It's through for a hit. Ground third, Alcantara. He stops there. The third of the plate is going to be cut off. And it's a single. The other way off the bat of Uten. First and third. Still nobody out. When you walk the first two guys and you're greeted with a three-run homer, then an E3, and then an opposite field single, that's tough.
Yeah.
As here comes Thomas St. Clair. Andy Lugo's going to step in. What an opportunity for the Red Sox now. First and third. Nobody out. And what can you potentially be saying to him here? You know, just deep breath, calm down, nothing hurt, fresh start.
Yeah, either that or you're saying, all right, one more and you're gone. I don't know, Carter.
Well, the crowd here has been treated a fireworksy start, if you will.
Well, the thing is, too, not all his fault. The walk and the homer, sure, but like an error, I guess the block's not great either. It's been about as rough of a start as you can conjure up. But
keep in mind, this Wood Ducks team has won 3 consecutive series. If they lose this evening, that streak will have come to a close as the Sox will have at least secured a series split. Corners are going to play in here. Middle infield will play about halfway back, hoping to turn the double play. 3-0 Sox lead it here in the bottom of the first. First pitch to Andy Lugo. Winds and fires. Just misses low and away. 1-0. By the way, Brooks Brannan trying to find it here on TrackMan. 109 off the bat it was. We'll get the distance in just a minute. 1-0. Misses low and away. Went breaking ball. 2 balls and no strikes. 1-0, my goodness. 109 off. Gio just left the room, so we're going to get him to guess in a minute. 109 off the bat. 484 out to left center. That was a crusher. 2-0. He swings, tips it foul behind home plate. It's 2-1. Also, by the way, Gio, I just read this off, and I said, Gio left the room. I'm going to get you to guess when you come back. How far do you think that was off the bat of Brooks Brannan?
I actually lost it, but the way that Alvarez turned and looked rather quickly, I'm going to go 423.
2-1, runner off from first. It's a swing and a pump-up foul, first base side. Evens up the count at 2-2. Say it one more time, I'm sorry.
I'm going to say, I think maybe I'm overestimating because this would be pretty impressive, but 423.
486.
Oh, my. Are you kidding me?
484, excuse me.
That's ridiculous.
484 off the bat.
109, 484. Dude, that's next level.
2-2, runner off from first. It's a misser outside, no throw to second as Uten swipes the bag. Count runs full. And the infield now comes all the way in with Andy Lugo still at the plate.
You know how it's one of those things, too, where, like, you root for good people to do succeed and do good things? Like, Brooks is that to a T. Like, especially with everything he's been through, man. That just was huge.
3-2. Misses way outside. Back to the backstop. It goes, and a run's going to score. Alcantara trots home. To third goes Uten, and this game is getting away from the Wood Ducks here in the first. 4-0 Sox.
By the way, what is Stevens pinned to his computer?
I believe it's...
I got to clip the home run and put it on Twitter.
2-6-2-3.
That's why I ran out of the room, and I...
No. I was not calling you out. We do this all the time. Both of us do.
We wear many hats up in the press box. We're tweeting. Are you sure it's 2-6-2-3?
2-6-1-3, maybe? Here's Albert Feliz. First pitch is a breaking ball that misses low and away. Counts 1-0.
It was the latter.
It worked? Yeah. For Big Al, he comes in at 124. The last time he was on this very field was earlier this week. 1-0. Misses low and away. Two balls, no strikes. That was back on Tuesday in a victory for the Red Sox. And you look at what he did that night. Well, one of his best performances of the year. A game-tying homer in the seventh. Made it, at the time, a 3-3 game. Throw to first is not in time. Diving back in head first is Lugo. Game-tying homer also had the go-ahead two-run double down the third baseline. It was his first multi-hit game since May 15th. Big one for Big Al. Throw to first again. Not in time. Full reset. The Sox have seen four runs cross on just two base hits. Downeast has a hit. Also has an error to their credit as well. 2-0. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. And a powerful one. Moves the count to two balls and a strike. And Albert Bailey's, you know, it's funny. That homer back on Tuesday, it snapped an 0-for-16 skid. And the hit that took place before that little stretch was also a home run. Runner off from first, the 2-1 misses inside. No throw to second. Carbon copy and a stolen bag for Lugo. Counts 3-1.
That's the most Albert Bailey's thing I've ever heard. Home run, 0-for-16, then another home run. Like, that's just kind of how the season's gone for him when you look at his box scores game by game.
Electric bat speed, though, if you will, in the Red Sox organization. 3-1, and the pitch. Misses high and away. Another walk, the fourth of the inning. Back-to-back walks, and the bases are loaded with still nobody out. The Sox are up 4-0, and how about this? That's going to do it for Kyle Larson. The right-hander that was drafted a couple years ago in 2021 did not record an out. As the Red Sox have seen four runs cross and the bases remain loaded with nobody gone for Juan Montero. We'll tell you about the new pitcher when we return from Salem. 4-0, the Sox on top. If you're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We are still in the top half, rather the home half of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. The Red Sox with a 4-0 advantage over the Downeast Wood Ducks. As Downeast goes to the bullpen, the bases remain loaded with nobody out as the starter Larson fails to record a putout, and now it's turned to the bullpen. First pitch to Montero is taken outside. First pitch breaking ball, and the count is 1-0. Luke Savage is the new pitcher on the bump for Downeast. He comes in with a 3.86 ERA. A side armor, if you will. 1-0. Misses low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. You just need to see one if you're the Wood Ducks, it feels like. Four runs already in on just two base hits. Brooks Brannon, a no-doubt bomb to left center field. Three-run bomb. Made it 3-0. 2-0. He swings, rips it into right, charging in Torres. He'll make the head-high grab, route number one. Tagging from third, Alcantara. He'll come in to score, and it's now a 5-0 ball game here in Salem as Lugo moves to third. And that's good baseball. You'll take the out, trade it for the run, and the Red Sox, this is a crooked number here in the opening frame. So an RBI for Montero. He stays hot, and here's the man himself, Stanley Tucker. Starting second baseman tonight, former 19th round pick out of Texas A&M in the 2023 MLB draft. You know, Gio and I had a long conversation with him before the game today, and he was the hero yesterday, if you will, for the Red Sox. First pitch, he swings, rips it into left center, it's down for a base hit. Lugo scores the second big out, an RBI single off the bat of Stanley Tucker, and it's 6-0 in the first. For the second consecutive night, a swing off the bat of Stanley Tucker makes it 6-0. He had a grand slam yesterday that made it 6-0. And the Red Sox, they batted around in the first. Here's Antonio Anderson. Starting third baseman with a walk to lead off the frame. Righty on lefty matchup, the switch hitter from Atlanta. He winds and fires. And he misses low and outside. Went fastball at 91 on the outer half. Did not get the call. And it's 1-0. So far this frame, a walk, a three-run homer, an E3, a single. First the 1-0. Misses high and away. Two balls and no strikes. A single, then the walk to Andy Lugo, the walk to Big Al, Juan Montero, a sac fly, Stanley Tucker, an RBI base knock as he stays hot down here in Salem. 2-0, and the pitch. This is high and inside, three balls and no strikes. I don't know if I've seen a first inning like this in quite some time.
No, but I love it. I'm all for it.
Just three hits for the Red Sox, computes to six runs. 3-0, he sees a strike outside corner. 89 on the gun, and it's 3-1. 18th best prospect in the Red Sox organization is Antonio Anderson. No Miguel Blaze tonight, no Design Zanicello. 3-1, he swings, pops it up third base side, right back towards us, and it falls foul. Count runs full. It's been a collection of everybody, is my point. You have those two guys out of the lineup. It has to take everybody, if you will. 3-2. Swing, gonna miss. Got him strike three. And there's out number two. Anderson down on strikes after Savage comes back from being down 3-0. And here's Nelly Taylor. Nelly Taylor Jr., he walked on four pitches earlier in the frame. Former 11th round draft pick out of Polk State Community College down in Florida, in Winter Haven, Florida, if you will. First pitch, he swings, pops it up foul, third base side, nothing in one. Winter Haven just outside of Orlando. And Nelly, a native of Clearwater, Florida. You know, he was once committed to Florida State to play baseball in the ACC. And, you know, Florida State, they're playing in the Super Regionals right now. They're hosting down in Tallahassee, Florida. Pitch, swing a lifter, straightaway center. To his right is Marcus Smith. He camps under it, shades over, and makes the grab head high for out number three. But
about time.
What an inning for the Red Sox as six runs cross here in the first. 6-0, the Sox lead it. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB. TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-0, the Red Sox, yes. 6-0. The Salem Red Sox on top of the Down East Wood Ducks after putting up a sixth spot in the home half of the first. And what an eventful first inning it was. Let's take you back to the top of the first. Two up, two down for Luis Cohen. Jesus Lopez rips a triple off the top of the wall in straightaway center. It caroms away from Nelly Taylor. It's picked up by Nathaniel Yuten. The relay goes to Marvin Alcantara. The throw to the plate is in time as Lopez tries to stretch the triple to an inside-the-park home run. First pitch to Arturo Disla. He misses low and outside. Counts 1-0. And then you take the momentum to the home half. Brooks Brannon, three-run homer, and then 1-0. There's a ball, just misses inside. 84-mile-per-hour changeup moves the count to 2-0. Brooks Brannon's three-run homer, and then you look at Juan Montero. A sack fly. Stanley Tucker, an RBI single. 2-0. There's a strike in her half. 93-mile-per-hour fastball. It's 2-1. All sandwiched in between a wild pitch that scored Andy Lugo. A cauldron of chaos, if you will, in the first year in Salem. 2-1. He swings and misses. At a breaking ball high and away. To an E goes D-Sluts. 2-2. So then, you know, if you're the Wood Ducks, or I guess if you're the Red Sox and you're Luis Cohen, what a gift you've been given. Yeah, you had to sit for a good 25 minutes, but you've been spotted a 6-0 lead. 2-2. Skips in the dirt. Count runs full. 4-5-6 in the Wood Ducks order, who, of course, do not need all six here. You got plenty of time to cut into this bad boy here in the second. Disla, Smith, and Julian Brock. It's where we currently stand. Three balls, two strikes. Cohen looking still, though, for the shutdown frame. And he curls and unfurls, swinging a knifer foul, first base side. Disla remains alive. Former undrafted free agent from a year ago is Arturo Disla. We talk about chaos in the first. He also had the E3, and now we got a pitch clock violation. So Disla has struck out. It has been that kind of night for the Down East Wood Ducks. As Disla, not yet heading back to the dugout. Carlos Maldonado is going to have a word with Zach Hovick. And there's that. And what a way to pick up your second strikeout of the day if you're Luis Cohen.
That's crazy.
It's still to the point where Oakland umpire Zach Hovick pointed at Disla, and I don't think anybody here recognized he's actually out. First pitch to Marcus Smith. He curls and unfurls. This is high and in, 1-0. And, you know, it's tough because we've seen plenty of pitch clock violations here in Salem this year. I do believe that's the first time we've seen somebody. Is the 1-0 is a check swing. Did he go? He did not, as it misses high and away on the breaking ball. Count moves to 2-0. I believe that's the first time we've seen somebody strike out on a pitch clock violation this year. Or walk, either or, where it concludes the at-bat, if you will. 2-0 to Marcus Smith. He kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Marcus Smith, the former Oakland A's farmhand, was a third-round pick by Oakland in 2019. He went 104 overall. And we touched on this a little bit on Tuesday, but how he got traded to the Rangers and how he ended up in the Rangers organization is kind of funky, if you will. 2-1. Swing and a tipper. Into the of Montero, it's 2-2. Mike Minor, former All-Star in the big leagues, is traded. He goes from the Rangers to Oakland. So the A's are sending prospects back to the Rangers. He goes with one other to 2. Swing and a miss. Got him strike 3. Third K of the day, and there's 2 down. So out of Kansas City is Smith, and he gets traded to the Rangers, but it was not on August 31st, 2020. It was actually 19 days later. He was a player to be named later in that trade. You know, here he is in Downey suiting up for the Wood Ducks. There's Julian Brock. Two down, nobody on. Sox on top, 6-0.
All right, the home run is on the socials.
Swinging a bouncer right side. Backhand stop by Lacy. Races to the bag himself and steps on it for out number three. Three up, three down as we keep rolling on in Salem to the home half of the second. We go 6-0. The Red Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. On a gorgeous Friday evening for baseball in Southwest Virginia. 6-0, the Red Sox are treating a packed house to an illustrious start here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and they'll try and add on as it goes 3-4-5 in the Red Sox order against the right-hander Savage on for second inning of work as we'll pause as the ball gets loose. We'll wait this out momentarily. Zach Kovic, our home plate umpire, all over it, and we're all set and ready to go for some second inning baseball here at Salem. First pitch to Brandon, who homered back in the first. Finds fires, swinging a pop-up, shallow left, shifting over Vargas, the shortstop. The left fielder Alvarez calls him off and gloves it at high for out number one. That was high in the air. No doubt about that.
Yeah, that was just about 150 feet shy of the last one.
Yeah, it was 200 was the distance.
Well, the last one went 484 feet, so I guess about 284 feet shy.
Here's Marvin Alcantara, first pitch, breaking ball, and a good one in there for a strike inside corner. Count starts at 0-1. Now, Marv, he reached on an E3 back in the first. A little bouncer down the first baseline off the mid of Arturo Disla, 0-1. He swings, pops it up right side. In foul ground is Disla again, looking for room, and he'll run out of it as it falls into the camera well. Count's 0-2. Alcantara, the shortstop this evening for Salem. You know, Gio, we were just talking about this, and you just leaned over to me during the break. And, you know, we focus on the crowd here, per se, and I know we've hit on it early on. This is easily the best crowd we've seen all season. This place is absolutely packed here tonight in Salem.
No doubt about it.
Can't find many empty seats.
No. No, this is awesome. This is minor league baseball at its finest.
0-2. High and tight fastball. 1-2 as Marv dances out of the way.
No, actually, I just texted our general manager and Alan Lawrence. I just said, this place is packed.
Absolutely.
Y'all sold some tickets tonight.
1-2, high, and then again, evens up the count of 2-2. Yeah, I mean, this is minor league baseball, first week of June in Southwest Virginia at its finest. You're exactly right. It's that time of year where people really start paying attention to two. He swings, pops it up, right side of the infield. Marco Soto is there, makes the catch for out number two. Two up, two down. Here's the Denny attempt.
Well, I'll tell you what, after the first inning, just to keep the pace back to a normal baseball game, a quick inning would just make sense here.
Here is Nathaniel Tsai. He laced a single through the left side in inning ago. One for one on the day. First pitch from Savage as he kicks and deals. Fastball runs outside, 1-0. Savage, I don't want to say he's a fully sidearm guy, but kind of goes from that three-quarters length, if you will, from the right side, 1-0.
Sure.
Swing and a miss at a breaking ball down and in, 1-1. I'm trying to think in my head of a big league comp, if you will. He's not all the way down like a Brad Ziegler or a Taylor Rogers for the Giants, 1-1. This is low and away, 2-1. I see a little bit more of, I'm trying to think right now. I'll get back to you on that one. Two balls, one strike, and a Danny Utsin. Kicks and deals. There's a strikeout or half. Fastball at 91, 2-2.
What about like a Justin Lawrence?
Justin Lawrence? You got me on that. When did he play in the big leagues?
Diamondbacks, currently plays for the Diamondbacks.
Does he really?
I believe.
2-2. Okay. This is low and outside. 3-2. 93 mile per hour fastball. You know, it's your classic sidearm look, but you don't see a lot of guys do it this way, per se, in the big leagues anymore.
Well, he's got the stash and the hair, kind of a Randy Johnson.
3-2, just misses. Low and outside, just missed the outside corner. Zach Kovic does not ring him up, and it's a two-out walk to Utsin. Brings up Andy Lugo, now the left fielder. Yeah, I'm going to look this up. Give me some sidearm names. In Major League Baseball.
Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson, but yeah, that's from the left side.
True.
Here's
Satchel
Andy Lugo.
Page.
First pitch, breaking ball, misses. High and away, counts 1-0. Yeah, I can see Satchel Page a little bit. That's a classic one.
Carl Mays.
That may be a little bit before my time. Carl Mays. The name sounds familiar. One ball, no strikes. He kicks and deals. Swinging a bouncer left side. Figueroa will glove. Boot it. Throw to first. Will still be in time. They got it. Figueroa's a nice player down to the hot corner. And we've talked about it all week. He booted that one just a tad, picked it up, and the throw to first was still in time by a step to get Andy Lugo for the third out of the frame. To the third we go in Salem, 6-0. The Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
So the third we go at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-0, the Salem Red Sox all over the Downey's Wood Ducks on this gorgeous Friday evening in Salem, Virginia. Luis Cohen is back on the bump for his third inning of work as it goes 7-8-9 in the Wood Ducks order. Eric Alvarez, Marcos Torres, and Marco Soto. Here's Alvarez. He'll step in from the right side. First time we've seen him since back on Tuesday. Out of Venezuela is Alvarez, and a former international free agent signing back in 2022. Here's Cohen's first pitch as he kicks and deals. Inside it goes. Counts 1-0. Cohen, of course, from Venezuela on the bump. And, you know, Alvarez, he came into this series off to a 3-for-8 start in June, 1-0. There's a strikeout or half, counts 1-1. He's a career 256 hitter in the minor leagues. He's hitting 258 right now with the Wood Ducks, a homer and 17 ribbies. So a guy, a capable bat, 1-1. In the dirt it goes, two balls and a strike. And we mentioned his 3-for-8 start from June. Adding on to what he did on Tuesday, he was 1-for-5. So let's do the mental math. That's a 4-for-13 start in the month of June for Eric Alvarez.
That was impressive quick math, my friend.
2-1 is a breaking ball in for a strike. 2-2, I appreciate that.
Especially
you
for
know, I was going to say.
A comm major.
I was going to say.
And I say that with love because I'm one myself, and math is far from my game.
2-2. Swing and a bouncer right side. It's through for a base hit. Past the glove of Feliz into right. Leadoff single off the bat of Alvarez, and the Wood Ducks are set up here in the third.
That's just a good piece of hitting.
Yeah, going with the pitch.
Yep. Poking it.
Brings up Marcos Torres now, the right fielder. Torres' first AB of the day. He's the 24th best prospect in the Rangers organization. Still trying to get things going this season. 183, homer, 14 RBIs. Another kid out of Venezuela. First pitch from Cohen from the stretch. A breaking ball misses low and outside. And the count is 1-0. People talk about, and by people I say MLB Pipeline, has regarded Torres as having one of the quicker bats in the entire Rangers organization. Just still trying to find the grass, if you will, in the outfield. 1-1. Swinging a bouncer foul, first base side. 1-1 on Marcos Torres.
All things considered, Carter, 3 Ks. Yeah, I understand the 2 hits, sure. One of them being the triple. But this has been a nice outing thus far for Luis Cohen.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that. 1-1. Swing and a miss, and a breaking ball low and away. Moves the count to 1-2.
That's just a beautiful pitch right there.
Well, I go back to, you alluded to the triple. You know, the offense put up 6 runs in the home half, but with Marvin Alcantara throwing Lopez out at the plate, that kind of set the tone for the game.
Yes, I totally agree.
Offense just picking up where they left off in the field. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him, strike 3. Number 4 on the day, and there's 1 down.
4 Ks for Cohen. Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
By the way, final line for Kyle Larson, the starting pitcher for the Wood Ducks. Did not record an out. 2 hits, 6 runs, 5 were earned, 4 walks, no strikeouts. Sealed at the homer to Brooks Brandon. His season ERA is up to 10.18. First pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball, low and away. Nothing and one on Marco Soto.
Well, Carter, Cohen's high in strikeouts this year is 6. That was all the way back in April. Not a big strikeout pitcher.
I was going to say, that's not his bread and butter, per se.
No, but I mean, he's too shy of his high. His second most is 5. He's got
a 1. Swing and a bouncer right side. It's through for a hit. On a hop into the mitt of Utsin. It's a 1-out single the other way off the bat of Soto. 2 hits in the frame, and back to the top we go for down each.
He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 outings with 3 strikeouts. A couple of no-strikeout outings, a 1-strikeout outing. And again, you have the 1-6 and the 1-5. So 4 is kind of right in the middle, a little above his average, and chance for more, certainly. A lot of baseball left to be played. Guy's only thrown 35 pitches, 22 of them for strikes.
Here's a Shedri Vargas now. Back to the top we go. First pitch. Swing and a pop up. First base side. It will falter foul and heads up down there.
I mean, people just don't pay good attention at baseball games.
In the concession line down there is a 1 hops into the third row in section 307, I believe it says.
There's never been so many targets this year.
0-1. Swing and a miss. He foul tips it off of the foot of Montero. Counts 0-2. Vargas, the 16th best prospect in the Rangers system, struck out back in the first. First and second, 1 down. Alvarez leads off a second. Marco Soto, after the line drive, 2-out single, leads off a first. Both sides are even in the hit column with 3. The Red Sox are on top, 6-0. 0-2. Curls and unfurls. It misses low and outside. 1-2. The count on Vargas. Well, to your point about Luis Cohen and his strikeout numbers, you're 100% right. He's somebody who, you know, he's been in pro ball for a couple years now. He recorded his 100th career strikeout earlier this season against the Fireflies. 1-2, swinging a line drive, straightaway center. Right there, Nellie Taylor, and he barely has to move for out number two. Runners can't advance, and two down now for Glider Figueroa. So a big spot now in this game as the Wood Ducks. Two down runners on first and second. You know, they don't have to as the ball gets loose here momentarily. Montero will retrieve it in front of the Red Sox dugout. Time's now called. You know, the Wood Ducks again, they don't have to get everything back here. Of course not. You're only in the third. But you have to take advantage of these opportunities. First and second, one, and now yes. Two outs. You got to at least get one here.
Well, you saw how much they left on the table on Tuesday
yes.
in particular.
Absolutely.
Runners left in scoring position.
First pitch to Figueroa. He swings and tips it back to the netting. Count starts at 0-1. Glider Figueroa, the starting third baseman for the Wood Ducks and the 25th best prospect in the system. He popped up back in the first. He still leads the Carolina League with 10 homers on the year. He goes yard here. I think you're feeling pretty good about yourself if you're the Wood Ducks, as time has been called by Juan Montero. Just in case, Jesus Lopez, who his AB is what turned the game around. He waits on deck. 0-1. Kicks and deals. And the dirt it goes, 1-1. Snap throw to second, and covering luckily is Marvin Alcantara, but nobody advances. Counts 1-1. Juan Montero looking to gun down Eric Alvarez, who is getting an aggressive secondary lead off of the second base bag. Throw sailed a little wide, and Alcantara there to retrieve it. One ball, one strike. Cohen from the belt, long looking, deep breath, and he winds and fires. Fastball simmers outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike at 93.
You know, weirdly enough, Carter, it's actually uncharacteristic of Down East to do this. They leave the third least on the bases in the league.
Yeah.
347 total left.
2-1, swinging a pop-up, high, towering shot in the air, right side of the infield. And Stanley Tucker calls off big out, haul it in for out number three.
Well, just to finish that thought, they leave 347. The most is 457. Kannapolis, despite having the best record in the Carolina League, they actually leave more people on base than anybody else. I guess that just goes to show they get on base
they
than
on
anybody
base.
Else.
They get on base. We go to the home half of the third in Salem, 6-0. The Sox on top. We'll step aside and be right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-0, the Red Sox on top of the Down East Wood Ducks. New pitcher on the bunt for the Wood Ducks, Jesus. Check that. Jose Gonzalez is the new pitcher, the right-hander for Down East as he goes. Let's see here. 7-8-9 in the Red Sox order. Albert Feliz, Juan Montero, and Stanley Tucker. Already the third arm we've seen today for Down East after Larson, the starter, could not record an out. There's Big Al, steps in from the right side. He walked back in the first. First pitch as the righty winds and fires. Swinging a tipper back to the netty. Count starts at 0-1. We mentioned Jose Gonzalez. Again, third pitcher. The Wood Ducks have sent out on the bump today. Here's his numbers. 0-1. Breaking ball in the first strike inside the corner. Count starts at 0-2. Gonzalez is somebody who can give you length. He started four games this season. 1-3 with, how about this, a 1.38 ERA. This is a pretty dominant guy for the Wood Ducks. 0-2, he swings, pops it up right on top of the mound. Coming in is Diesla, and instead the shortstop Vargas calls off everybody to make the catch for out number one. Seen some tall ones today, Mr. Heaton.
Well, Big L definitely got underneath that one, and we know how hard he swings, so that one almost started orbiting up there.
You were holding on to that one for a while.
Was I?
Here's Juan Montero. Had a sack fly back in the first.
Am I just witty with it?
Yeah, you are witty with it. First pitch, he kicks and yells. Swinging a pump-up foul. First base side. Count starts at 0-1.
Carter, your call of the Brooks-Brandon home run is beginning to go slightly viral. You know it's a big deal if MILB themselves clipped it and posted it, and they said, you want to see Brooks Brandon melt to baseball?
Oh, my gosh. 0-1. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball low and away. Nothing in two. What was the caption?
They said, who wants to see Brooks Brandon melt to baseball?
Oh, my gosh.
Which is true. I mean, he hit it 484 feet.
Yeah, that's crazy. 0-2. Kicks and deals. Breaking ball in there for strike three. Froze him on the inside corner. And there's two down. First strikeout for Gonzalez, and here's Stanley Tucker in the second baseman. Stanley Tucker, RBI single back in the first. Ripped it in the left center. At the time, made it a 6-0 ball game, and that's where we currently stand. Continues to come through in the clutch, does Mr. Tucker. First pitch, winds and fires. Swing a line drive left side, and it's off the leaping mitt of Vargas in the left for a base hit. How about Stanley Tucker? 2 for 2, 2 singles, he continues to rake.
Just another guy that you like when good things happen to good people. He's another one of them, man. Having himself a great game thus far. Great week, great couple of weeks. That bat starting to come around. He's a guy that trusts the process, continues to work hard, and really starting to show on the field.
Back to the top we go for Antonio Anderson. Switch hitter from Atlanta. Righty on lefty matchup. First pitch from the bell. And he winds and fires. Breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner. 86 on the gun. It's nothing in one. Anderson with a walk and a strikeout today. 18th best prospect in the system. Got that rally started back in the first. 6 runs scored for the Red Sox. 0-1 throw to first and diving back to head first is Stanley Tucker. Continues to be one of the stories this week. I don't want to discredit anybody, but Stanley Tucker again with, you know, the grand slam yesterday and then the 2 hits today, just continuing to add to his professional portfolio, if you will. 0-1, misses high and away. Count evens up at 1-1. Just in case, Nelly Taylor Jr., the starting center fielder, is on deck for the Salem Red Sox. They have 4 hits now, down east with 3 in the contest. 1-1. He curls and unfurls. Swinging a chopper right side of the infield. Soto on 3. Hops gloves. Throws to first. And there's out number 3. So the Red Sox leave Stanley Tucker stranded at first. But they still lead 6-0 as we move to the fourth in Salem here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Museum is fun, Native American and African American history, local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We just keep on rolling on here from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-0, the Red Sox on top of the Down East Wood Ducks. And carrying us on the play-by-play duties for the middle frame, here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. How about a fun night tonight out at the ballpark? You got fireworks Friday, the best crowd we have seen all season long. This place is jam-packed and ready to go, and the Red Sox are putting on a show with a 6-0 lead. Four hits for the Sox, three hits for Down East, but errors and just problem after problem in that first inning plagued the Down East Wood Ducks, and the Red Sox were there to take advantage and take this 6-0 lead. 3-4-5 due up for the Wood Ducks here in the top of the fourth inning. Jesus Lopez is in, and the first pitch is a fastball that simmers outside of the zone, and the count is 1-0. Jesus Lopez, one of the more impressive bats for the Wood Ducks this year. A 298 hitter, just two ticks shy of that 300 line. Luis Cohen on the hill, his fourth inning of work. He deals the 1-0. Fastball trims downstairs, and the count now 2 balls. No strikes for Jesus Lopez. 3 home runs on the year, 16 runs batted in, an OBP of 353. Righty on lefty, the 2-0 on the way. Fastball tipped into the mitt of Juan Montero, and the count now 2-1.
And I think, too, at this point, if you're Luis Cohen, you're still spotted a 6-run lead. Continuing to produce some swing and misses, which is a little bit different than what we've seen from time to time.
2-1. Here's a cranker right side, right into the mitt of Albert Felix. He ranges across his body, snatches it out of the air on a soft liner for out number one.
Some kind of some weird spins and weird balls off the bat today, if you will.
Yeah, went downstairs for an 82-mile-an-hour slider, just kind of tapped it 70 miles an hour off the bat to his pull side, and Big Al was there waiting for it. Talk about big. Here's Arturo Diesel from the right side. 267 hitter, 4 homers, first pitch. And he looks at a fastball high and in, right under his hands. You can hear that one pop off the mitt of Juan Montero at 94 on the gun. It's 1-0.
Just another physical presence in the box is Arturo Diesla.
1-0 on the way. Fastball tipped to the backstop, and it's 1-1. Not only that, has really impressed me as a defensive first baseman this week as well. Strong presence over the plate, 1-1 on the way to Diesla. He swings and misses. That time fed a breaking ball below the knees, and the count now 1-2. Good pitch mix there by Luis Cohen, 27 in red today. Ahead in the count, 1-2, 1 gone, nobody on. 6-0 lead for the Sox, top of 4 here in Salem. 1-2 offering. Swing at a poker, foul, back to the netting. And we'll do it all over again at 1-2.
Here at Diesla too, just trying to battle off pitch after pitch. The vibes are high this evening here.
The vibes could not be better, Carter. I mean, the sun setting behind the Blue Ridge Mountains. Ballpark is packed. 1-2, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 75-mile-an-hour breaking ball high in the zone. And how about that? Strikeout number 4. Luis Cohen dealing one of his better outings of the year. There's 2 gone in the top of the fourth inning, a 6-0 lead for the Sox. You can feel him playing with that 6-run cushion. Just a little added sense of confidence here. First pitch to Marcus Smith. Called his strike. Outer corner, 83-mile-an-hour breaking ball, 0-1. I'll correct myself. That's 5 strikeouts for Luis Cohen. 1 shy of his season high at 6. The 0-1. Fastball, tip back, 0-2.
Here are the oohs and ahs of the crowd this evening. Again, I think you hit the nail on the head. When you're spotted a 6-run lead, your confidence I don't even know if confidence is the right word. You can pitch more aggressively. It allows you to be more aggressive is a good word.
Yes. You really can depend on the pitches you like, too, rather than what you need. Nothing in two, the count. Here's the pitch. Fastball downstairs, taking one and two.
I was going to say, and as a result, that pitch should not have been anywhere near the zone, and it
right.
was not.
And
you're up
wasn't.
6-0, 0-2, nobody on base.
Trying to get him to chase.
Exactly.
Sure. Two gone, 1-2 the count, nobody on top of four. The 1-2 pitch, this is spiked in the dirt, and another one that is offered low. Evens it up. Deuces wild here in Salem. Two balls, two strikes for the 175 hitting Marcus Smith. Three homers to his name on this season. He struck out swinging his first time up. That led off the second. Two balls, two strikes. Luis Cohen from the belt. Brings it up to his face, kicks and deals. 2-2. Fastball tipped to the netting. And we'll do it again at 2-2. Remember, Carter, Arturo Disla struck out with that pitch clock violation. Marcus Smith followed it up. That was back-to-back strikeouts out of Luis Cohen. 2-3 out of 5 so far today. Cohen offers. 2-2. Swinging a chopper right side. Scooped up by Albert Feliz. Underhand to a covering Cohen, and he beats him to the bag for out number 3. 6-0. The Red Sox on top. We go to the home half of the fourth looking for more on a fantastic Firework Friday here in Salem. Back in the gym, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth on a gorgeous night here in Salem. 6-0, the Red Sox lead it over the Downeast Wood Ducks. Game number 4 out of a 6-game set, and Salem looking to take a 3-1 lead in this series. Well on their way to doing so with a 6-run advantage. Home half of the fourth. 2-3-4, ready to dig in. Nellie Taylor Jr. stands in from the left side. First pitch on the way, and he takes a fastball on the inside corner for a strike. 0-1. Well, it's the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick, dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice. Here's the 1-0 to Taylor. He swings, lifts it high into the air, shallow left field. Underneath it, Alvarez, two steps to his right, and makes a head-high grab for out number 1. Every time we get into an ad read, Carter, the ball gets put into play.
Exactly.
But it is the Fishwick fourth inning. Get up and stretch. Fishwick dedicated to justice and auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, TTOM, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-345-5890 for more information. First pitch is spiked in the dirt to none other than Brooks Brannan. A 3-run homer for Brannan back in the first inning, setting the table in this ballgame, putting the Red Sox up 3-0. They haven't looked back since. He's 1-for-2. 1-1, no strikes. The pitch to Brannan. He swings, chops it foul, pull side, 1-1. Brooks Brannan tied his dad's home run record in the state of North Carolina in high school with 20 homers his senior season. 1-1 strike, and now has his first of 2024 here tonight. The 1-1. Breaking ball trims the inside corner for a strike, and Brannon down 1-2. Batting average sits at .273 through just three appearances. 2-for-4 on Wednesday night. And again tonight. Here's the 1-2. He swings and misses and strikes out 82-mile-an-hour slider low in the zone, and there's two gone here in the fourth.
You mentioned the pacing of the game, and when you have that long of a first inning, you know, you want to be able to, I guess, even it out at times, and so far we've seen it the last few frames.
Here's Marvin Alcantara from the right side. Talked about him in our pregame, Carter. Quietly, three consecutive multi-hit games for Marv. The first pitch, and he swings, lifts one foul into the seats, right side. Pay attention, folks. And, oh, nearly a play made by a young fan. Looks like he could be on a date over there, Carter.
Oh, great spot to take somebody here on this Friday evening.
We don't want to speculate, but they appear to be of the same age. The 0-1. Here's a swing and a line drive smacked up the middle, down for a two-out base hit. Marvin Alcantara with his first hit of the ball game, coming off the heels of three consecutive multi-hit games, and he's on base for the second time tonight. Boy, he tagged that one.
Yeah, he hit the ball hard. That was 97 off the bat. Two-out single, sets up Nathaniel Utena now to try and keep the train moving.
Ten had a base hit in the first. Part of a festival of six runs for the Sox. First pitch. And he half-hearted swings, goes around on a fastball inner half. Nothing in one. Would have been out of the zone. Just kind of handcuffed him. He also had a walk in the second. 1-for-1 with a walk, came around to score. Runner off of first, two gone, 6-0 lean, bottom of four for the Red Sox. 0-1 pitch. And he looks at a breaking ball, this time called a strike at the knees. Quickly down, nothing and two.
All right, I've been doing some research here. There's been a little bit of question about Brooks Brannon's distance. And on TrackMan, the number that was being relayed on the broadcast is correct. Hawkeye has it as 468, so about 15, 16 feet shorter still.
0-2. Swing, and a man struck him out with a breaking ball down and away. Come on, Clark. You know you can't tell a story with two strikes and two outs.
Hey, that's my fault.
No worries. No worries. Finish, please.
So Hawkeye has Brooks Brannon's homer as 468 off the bat. TrackMan had 484. That's what we currently have going for us. Both exit velos. TrackMan is 109. Hawkeye is 108.
I like the sound of 109, 484. It rolls off the tongue a little better.
Just wanted to clarify that for anybody.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. 6-0 Red Sox lead. We go to the top of the fifth after this. Red Sox baseball all season long right here on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth on a gorgeous night at the yard. 6-0 Red Sox lead it, and it's been that kind of a night on a Firework Friday here in Salem. Best crowd of the year on hand. Red Sox are rolling on the diamond. And on the other side, the Down East Wood Ducks on the verge, Carter, of losing a ball game for the second night in a row and going down 3-1 in the series. They're ready to go 6-7-8. First pitch on the way to Julian Brock, and it misses inside with a fastball. 1-0 the count. Luis Cohen on the bump, entering now his fifth inning of work. Tonight's Friday starter for the Sox, putting together one of his best starts of the season. The 1-0. Breaking ball misses downstairs. Two balls. No strikes for Julian Brock. 229 hitter. Brock so far today a ground out to first base. Big Al was there waiting for him. Luis Cohen gathers, lines, and fires. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a foul tip right into the glove of Juan Montero, and it's 2-1.
Big inning now for the Wood Ducks. We've hit the fifth. Luis Cohen's three outs away from being in line for the victory. I'm going to try and add something on here.
2-1 line drive hit into the gap left center field. This is down, and it's going to go all the way to the wall. Julian Brock hauling around first, pumping into second. It'll stop there with a leadoff double.
Well, there you go. Leadoff double to start the frame. Now the Wood Ducks are set up. If you can just get one or two, you're feeling okay about yourselves going forward, but definitely can't put up another zero in this situation.
Well, third time tonight they've had a runner in scoring position. Technically more like the second, right, because you had the triple from Jesus Lopez, but he was thrown out at the plate trying to turn it into an inside-the-park home run back at the first.
Yes.
So the second time you've had somebody standing in scoring position. Here's Eric Alvarez, first pitch. And the righty looks at a breaking ball inside, 1-0. The batting averages for the Wood Ducks just feel impressive every time they tick up on the screen. 264, sure, if you're looking at Major League Baseball or, geez, college baseball, definitely, you kind of snuff at 264. But in the Carolina League, just the way that the season is played out at the single-A level, 264 is something you'll take and
sure. Is
really more impressive than anything.
Sure, no doubt about that. And it's a reason, just the second time we've seen Eric Alvarez this week, you know, he's somebody who, a base hit here would do wonders. So continuing to work yourself into the lineup, there's a couple of those guys in this Wood Ducks order, like Arturo Disla, and obviously Jesus Lopez has the prospect ranking to his credit, but also, I mean, he's sitting close to 300 to start the year.
1-0 pitch, and Alvarez looks at a called strike, fastball in the inner corner. Count evened up at a ball and a strike. Not only is he hitting 264, though, 17 RBI.
Yeah.
Contributing at that. Runner off the second, nobody out, top of the fifth. 1-1. Fastball paints the outer half, 1-2. Cohen, just simply in the zone right now, has 5 strikeouts to his name, 1 shy of his season high being tied at 6. Cohen from the belt. Kicks and deals, 1-2. Tipped back to the backstop, and we'll do it again at 1-2. Well, look around the Carolina League right now. 6-0 your score here in Salem. Red Sox on top of the Wood Ducks trying to take a 3-1 lead in the series. A lot of games right in the middle. Almost every game in the fifth inning across the Carolina League right now. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes for Eric Alvarez from the right side. You look at Carolina, the Mudcats on the road at Charleston against the River Dogs. 6-1 Mudcats on top. 2 balls, 2 strikes to pitch. Fastball lifted into the air. Back in right field, U10 ranges 2 steps to his right. Makes a head high catch, throws in. Tucker tried to cut it off. Alcantara scoops it up, and the shortstop watches the advancement as Julian Brock makes it to third. The first run of the ball game for Down East, just 90 feet away with one gone here in the fifth.
Yeah, you'll take that, though, if you're the Red Sox. Trade the out for the 90 feet. And on the flip side for Eric Alvarez, at least he moved the runner. Still less than 2 outs, so I'd expect the infield obviously will play back here, leading by 6. You, again, would trade the out for the run in this situation.
From the left side, Marcos Torres digs in. Righty on lefty matchup. First pitch on the way. He swings, sizzles it on the ground right side. Scooped up in the belly of Albert Feliz. He races to the first base bag. Steps on it with his left foot in time. For out number 2, a run does score. RBI ground out for Marcos Torres, the 24th best prospect in the Rangers organization.
Well, there you go. That's why you play the infield back. Because if you play that in, that sets yourself up for potentially giving up a big inning. Because I think that ball is through if you're playing it.
Yes.
And nice play by Big Al, who plays a solid first base and has made some nice plays today. You'll trade the out for the run.
Marco Soto swings and misses on a fastball high in the zone. 0-1 for the 188 hitter in the 9-hole. Base hit already today. He is 1-4-1. Second time up. The 0-1. breaking ball misses down, stares it away, and the count now evened up at a ball at a strike.
Well, the Wood Ducks are on the board for the first time tonight.
Make it a five-run game, 6-1 Red Sox lead in the top of the fifth. Luis Cohen kicks. Andy, the 1-1, swinging a sky-high blast, straightaway center field. Going back, Nelly Taylor Jr., a step in front of the warning track, and he reels it in for out number three. Luis Cohen, take a bow because he's putting together quite the ball game. Not sure if that'll be it. Currently sits at 70 pitches. Could have more left in the tank, but if that was it, bravo. Five strikeout performance through five. We head to the home half of the fifth. 6-1 lead for the Sox. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history.
What's up?
And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We're having fun on a Friday night here in Salem. 6-1, the Red Sox on top. Look at them take a 3-1 lead in the series over the Down East Wood Ducks. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill. Really a vibe at the ballpark here tonight. Place is juiced. We're ready for fireworks. Smell that, Carter? Hot dogs, hamburgers.
Oh, it's great.
All the ballpark smells. I mean, you could not ask for better baseball vibes here in Southwest Virginia tonight. Andy Lugo digs in, 6-7-8 for the Sox, playing with a five-run lead. He swings and tips the first pitch back, nothing and one. Gonzalez on the hill for the Down East Wood Ducks, entering now his third inning of work. Third pitcher of the day for the Wood Ducks. He kicks and deals, 0-1. Breaking ball called a strike in her half, and quickly Lugo down, nothing and two. Well, Carter's got quite the ad read for us. Mr. Hill, take it away.
Sure. Donate plasma and earn good money.
0-2. Swing and a lifter, foul. We'll
freedom,
do it again.
Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy. And you're helping save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our...
0-2. High and tight fastball, 1-2.
60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Verona.
1-2. Breaking ball rings him up looking. Came back under the zone, one gone, bottom of the fifth.
Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. Again, that's freedomplasma.com. Or call 540-767, I should say, 0064. So 540-767-0064.
One more time? Thanks, Carter. 6-1, the Red Sox on top. Here's Albert Feliz from the right side. Gonzalez winds and fires. First offering. And he takes it for a fastball called a strike at the knees. Nothing and one. Big Al with a batting average, if I kid you not, 1-2-3.
Yeah.
Homered already this series, has four home runs on the season. The 0-1, breaking ball, misses high and in. The count now 1-1. I just couldn't believe the stat. I guess I could, but it was one of those surprising stats where he goes home run, doesn't hit a ball in 26 appearances as the 1-1 singers high, 2-1. And then the next hit was another home run.
Yeah.
I mean, if he can find a way to be just a little bit more consistent with it, a really dangerous hitter.
Sure.
Two balls and a strike to pitch. Towers one foul into the seats.
Oh, into the concession stand. That's unreal.
That is incredible.
The odds of that happening are, like, astronomically low.
That is awesome right there. I wonder if Barb made a play. Barb always hooks us up with Carter's hot dog at the homestand in my pregame Celsius every day. Two balls, two strikes for Albert Feliz. Wins gusting out into left field. 2 seconds to pitch. Gonzalez hurls. And the 2-2 misses inside. Fills her up at 3-2.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen that. Pop up foul that just sails straight, not even on a bounce, straight into the concession stand.
No, that was impressive. Three balls, two strikes, one gone, nobody on. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Went upstairs for a high fastball at 94 on the gun. There's two gone. Back-to-back K's out of Gonzalez. He's got five.
Yeah. And he's done a nice job settling down this Red Sox team. We mentioned his numbers were fairly good coming into this thing. And, you know, the Red Sox, they made the right-hander Larson pay early. And since then, the Wood Ducks have shut them down throughout their bullpen so far.
Here's Juan Montero, first pitch. He swings, lifts it right side into the seats. Jam-packed crowd. It clanks off one of the promotional desks. Now a fight for it. Every kid wants the ball. And it's 0-1. Only one lucky fan gets to go.
I know. There's only one out there.
Well, later on tonight, we're going to throw some T-shirts right out of this broadcast booth. You ready, my friend?
I cannot wait. Cannot wait.
Not that it won the count for Juan Montero. Two gone, playing for the second time in the series here tonight. Gonzalez deals. 0-1. Swing. Miss. High fastball. That time 95. Went upstairs for it again. He's down nothing at 2. Montero, a sack fly back in the first and struck out looking in the third. Gonzalez looking to strike out the side here in the fifth. From the belly, he deals. 0-2 pitch. Misses upstairs at the chin with a fastball. 1-2.
It's a good pitch on 0-2, too, from Gonzalez. Getting Montero to dance out of the way.
1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out with an 84 mile an hour slider down and away, just hanging a piece into the zone, and he strikes out the side. 1-2-3, the Sox sat down in the fifth. They still lead it 6-1. We go to the top of the sixth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Let the dogs out.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the sixth on a beautiful night here in Salem. 6-1 Red Sox lead it as we get our salute to service tonight in front of a jam-packed crowd. 5 hits for the Sox, 4 hits for the Wood Ducks, 1 error for Down East, and the Red Sox have been flawless defensively, not a single error to be had. Top of the sixth on the hill for the Red Sox. The day is done for the starter in Luis Cohen, and you get a new arm out there ready to face off against the top of the order. 1-2-3. Ekedri Vargas stands in. First offering is a fastball that misses down and away, and the count now 1-0. Well, you got a great pitcher to throw out there right now. Michael Sansone, a lefty. You mix it up. Go from righty to lefty for the Red Sox here through the middle innings. The 1-0 offering. And Sansone delivers a fastball down and in. The count now 2-0. 24-year-old lefty out of Cheshire, Connecticut. Played his college ball at Fairfield at the Division I level. He winds and fires. 2-0. Breaking ball falls off a cliff into the strike zone high, and it's 2-1. And he's dialed in this year. 3-1 win-loss record. 6 appearances. All of them out of the pen. The 2-1. Fastball sizzles in there at 92, and it's 2-2. A 1.64 earned run average. Doesn't get much better than that. 22 strikeouts. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball down and away, and there's one gone here in the sixth via Michael Sansone. Well, a great start here if you're Sansone in the sixth inning, and it brings up later Figueroa, who stands in from the left side. Played in the hot corner all week long thus far. Been one of the hottest bats in the Carolina League as of late, last couple of weeks. Sansone delivers. Lefty on lefty, first pitch is a breaking ball, missing out, and the count now 1-0. Figueroa 0-2 today, but again, has been dialed all week long. Hitting just .236, that batting average has come up the last couple of weeks. One ball, no strikes the pitch. Fastball simmers inside, 2-0. Figueroa yesterday had a double in the eighth, just one hit. 7-3 win for the Sox, but the day before, down east put up 11 runs. The 2-0 is cranked into right center field, down for a base hit, a one-out single. Later, Figueroa right on cue. First hit of the day for him. He had 3 hits the day before that, and he had 2 hits, both of them multi-extra base hits in the 6-5 win for the Red Sox on Tuesday. So now he's registered a hit in every single game this series, and he stands on first. Bringing up Jesus Lopez from the left side. First pitch. Breaking ball outside, 1-0. 6-1, Red Sox lead it. Top of the sixth inning here in Salem. Sansone with a long look in. Gathers at the belt. Kicks and deals, 1-0. Breaking ball misses high. 2 balls and no strikes for Lopez, who has his batting average up to .296. Had that triple earlier tonight. In the first inning, was thrown out at home plate looking for an inside the park home run. 2-0, fastball lifted into the air, popped up behind home plate, left side, underneath it Montero, and he makes the catch as he collides into the wall just to the left behind home plate. 2 gone.
That was a great play by Juan Montero. Not just contributing with the stick, but you know, trying to continue to force his way back into the lineup. And this is phenomenal right here. Tracking it all the way, throwing off the mask, makes the sliding grab, crashing up against the barrel of the wall. That's as high level as it gets from a catcher right there. Extremely hard to do, too, with all that gear on.
Especially with the hazy sky here tonight as the sun is setting. Arturo Disla from the right side. Runner off of first, 2 gone. First pitch. He didn't even move, and I think we're going to get a balk.
And a second balk tonight. One for each side.
He knew it. Hence why he didn't even lift the bat off his shoulder, so to speak. Lefty on righty. Disla. How about this guy hitting .266. 4 homers on the season. Sansone the lefty. Glances to second, deals. And the first pitch is hammered the other way. Gliding towards the line. Underneath it, making the catch on the run. Nathaniel Uten for out number 3. Well, Sansone comes in, gives up 1 base hit, but delivers nevertheless and sits him down in 4. Keeping the Red Sox in front, 6-1. We go to the home half of the sixth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We're hanging out and having fun on a Friday night here in Salem. 6-1 Red Sox on top as we go to the home half of the sixth. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. Sox ready to go 9-1-2 in the batting order. And you're starting with probably the best guy to have up at the dish as far as it goes tonight, because it's 2-for-2. Stanley Tucker, RBI single in the first and a base hit in the third. He leads us off here in the bottom of the sixth. Five hits apiece for both Down East and Salem, but the Red Sox have been taking advantage of their opportunities. It's resulted in a five-run advantage. Gonzalez on the hill, the righty, toes the rubber. Fourth inning of work for Down East. He takes a deep breath, gathers, and fires the first pitch. Tucker swings and misses, wanted base hit number three. On a breaking ball at the knees, it's nothing and one.
He's got two of Salem's five hits so far today. Just continuing what he has built on throughout the week so far.
Nothing to one to count. Here's the pitch. He swings and nubs it foul. A slow roller right side. Nothing and two. You know, it was really interesting talking to Stanley Tucker before the ball game tonight, Carter, because he was talking about how college really prepared him for what he has experienced here playing professional baseball. And there is a stark contrast to it. He says he doesn't know how he would have handled something like this coming fresh out of high school. 0-2 to Stanley Tucker. Fastball runs high. It's 1-2. JUCO product, played 2 years of junior college out of high school and then played a season in the SEC at Texas A&M, which for him was such a dream come true. 1-2. He swings, pops it up behind home plate into the seats. 1-2, it'll stay. Dreamed of playing SEC baseball, especially growing up where he did, around the Houston area in the state of Texas. His dad, a huge Mississippi State fan, that was kind of always his dream school. Similar vibes to Texas A&M with the color scheme. Here's the 1-2. He swings, pops it up, left side, foul territory. And this one is watched into the seats. We'll do it again, 1-2. But he talked about how in the college game, you're held accountable and held responsible, right? There's wake-up calls. There's coaches on your tail. And he said those coaches, they're fighting for their jobs every day, right? So there's more of an emphasis where, as at the professional level, yes, you're getting paid, but it's on you. You don't show up to a meeting, sure, you're fined, and nobody asks a question. Here's the 1-2. And he looks at a fastball high, 2-2. And he said his time in college just helped him to where he is now. It's making him that much better of a ball player at this level, the 2-2. He swings, pokes a line drive up the middle, a slow liner into the glove of Soto. The second baseman snatches it for out number one. But just finishing up that story and putting a ribbon on it for Stanley Tucker, now he's in a situation at 22 years old where the 18 and 19-year-olds of this team, such as Nazan Zanitello and Antonio Anderson, speaking of which, stands in from the left side. First pitch, fastball runs high. It's 1-0. Lean on him.
Yeah.
Look to him as a leader. And his years, both in JUCO and at Texas A&M, geared him for that. 1-0 to Anderson. Fastball called a strike at the D's. The count now 1-1.
I just thought that was such an interesting perspective. And I said that to him. You were down there. I've never thought about that like this.
No. One ball, one strike, one gone. The pitch. Anderson looks at a breaking ball outside, 2-1.
You don't think about it like that.
No.
I mean, you know, like guys like Antonio and Nizan, they have to learn fast. You got to learn real fast how to handle yourself as a professional athlete.
Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Fastball called a strike outside corner, 2-2.
And for Stanley Tucker, he's a little bit more equipped because he has the age advantage, and he played as high level as you can in the college game. Texas A&M is one of the powers in college baseball every single year.
2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him with a slider at 87, low in the zone, and there's two gone. Second strikeout of the night for Antonio Anderson.
How about the seventh strikeout for Gonzalez?
It's been fantastic in relief for Down East.
You know, Stanley Tucker, as Nelly Taylor Jr. digs in from the left side, Stanley Tucker's roommate, by the way, out of Polk State Junior College himself, another guy that just understands the grind of JUCO ball, making it up now to play pro ball, the first pitch. And the league leader in doubles looks at a strike high in the zone, nothing and one. But Stanley Tucker said, you know, the best way to put it, nobody's holding your hand through this.
Yeah.
And that's not the case in college. You're kind of walked through things. The 0-1 swing and a miss, a huge hack at an 87-mile-an-hour slider, nothing and two.
And he also mentioned, you know, by the time he got to A&M, he was old enough and playing that high level of baseball where his hand wasn't necessarily held there. But there still are, to your point, I mean, you've traveled with a college baseball team. That's just on the road. There's a lot of demand there, and as there is as a professional athlete.
0-2. Misses upstairs in the count now 1-2.
But as a professional athlete, you got to be the one to go out and do it. And all these guys here obviously want to. You don't get here without that will. But it just was a great point, in my opinion.
1-2, spiked in the dirt. Nelly Taylor just raises the bat off his left shoulder, and the count now 2-2. Yeah, Nelly talked about, and so did Stanley Tucker, how in college, you know, you're kind of expected to do more, but you're helped to do more. Here, nobody's asking you, hey, you want to take extra swings? Mm-hmm. Hey, you do that on your own. 2-2, swinging a chopper right side, slow roller into the mitt of Diesla, and he underhands to the pitcher for out number three. 6-1, Red Sox stay in front despite being sat down 1-2-3 for the second inning in a row. We go to the top of the seventh after this on a great night here at the Yard. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We chug along here in Salem. 6-1 Red Sox in front as we bring you the top of the seventh. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill. Michael Sansone on the bump for the Sox, and the lefty enters his second inning of work. He comes in relief for Luis Cohen, who put together one of his best starts of 2024. The Red Sox righty, again, a 20-year-old on the roster, was dialed in. 5 strikeouts, nearly was able to tie. His season high was 6. And got Michael Sansone cooking in his second inning. First pitch on the way. A fastball misses just downstairs. And the count now 1-0. As Marcus Smith stands in from the left side, 5-6-7 due up for the Wood Ducks. Trailing by 5 runs, they could really use a jolt here. Lefty on lefty. 1-0 offering. Fastball misses high towards the chin, and the count now 2-0. Marcus Smith so far today, 0-2, a strikeout and a ground out. As Sansone gathers, kicks and deals, 2-0. Fastball in there for a strike. The count now 2 balls and a strike for Marcus Smith. Sansone, last inning of work, his first inning work, that was in the 6th. Struck out 1, surrendered 1 hit. Did have a balk. The 2-1. Breaking ball misses high and in. Smith turns away from it as it just kind of escaped the clenches of Sansone, and he's behind 3-1. But sat him down in 4. And he's only faced 4 batters so far tonight. Left the runner in scoring position at second after the balk. Three balls and a strike for Smith. Sansón kicks and delivers. 3-1. Fastball simmers high, and it's a five-pitch walk to lead off in the seventh. Setting the table now for Julian Brock, the designated hitter. Double for him in the fifth. He came around to score. He sits at 1-for-2 tonight.
Sansone's a guy who, quite frankly, you talked about it and how, you know, productive he has been this year. This is somebody who came over from the Rays organization. He's cut loose there and now signs with the Boston Red Sox system. And
first pitch to Brock, fastball inside. 1-1.
He pitched with the Charleston River Dogs a season ago in the Carolina League at the single-A level. And I don't know if he had exactly the year he wanted to, and lands in the Boston organization, and he's taken advantage of his opportunity so far at Salem.
1-0, fastball high, 2-0. I would say, Carter, he is the most dependable and impressive bullpen arm at this point. I would have said JoJo and Gracia, but he has now jolted himself into the starting rotation, and he will start tomorrow night.
Yeah.
2-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 2-1 for Julian Brock.
We'll have to listen to the podcast that JoJo just did with Hunter Knoll.
Yeah, we got to give a shout-out to our guy, Hunter Knoll, who, of course, tweets about everything Red Sox in the minor league organization. The 2-1, swing and a lifter foul, right side, and the count moves to 2-2. I believe on the pesky poll report,
they
did a podcast. Hunter Knoll was a part of it. And they interviewed JoJo and Gracia. That came out just a couple of days ago. You can find it on Spotify, Apple Music. You can also find it on their website. We're definitely going to be giving that a listen before first pitch tomorrow night. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Runner off of first to pitch. And a breaking ball lifted into the air straightaway center field. It one hops into the mitt of Nelly Taylor Jr. Base hit for Julian Brock. Runners on first and second. Nobody out here in the seventh.
Second base hit of the day for Julian Brock. And now you kind of need a ground ball here if you're the Red Sox. Turn two. The Wood Ducks, all of a sudden, they're out hitting the Salem Red Sox. 6-5, but that sixth run first just completely took the air and the wind out of the sails, really, for the Wood Ducks. And now they're starting to get that jolt again. And if you can get two runs or so here in the top of the seventh, it gives you something to work with going forward.
Here's Eric Alvarez from the right side. First pitch on the way. Fastball simmers in there. The count now nothing at one. Carter, I asked you this, and I asked you this exact question at the same spot in the ball game last night. Is six runs enough?
You know, I don't know if six runs is ever enough, so to say.
Fair.
But, you know, the way that Michael Sansone's been throwing the ball this year, I would think that, you know, you should win tonight with six runs.
0-1, fastball, swing and a miss, and actually hit him with the breaking ball. The count now nothing and two.
And I don't think he'll close out the game, so to say. We've yet to see a couple guys in the back of the pen this week that typically can kind of come out of the pen, per se.
No balls, two strikes, first and second. Nobody out, top of the seventh. Sansone fires the 0-2. Lifted foul, right side, screaming into the seats. We'll do it again. Something smells
delicious.
Magnificent.
I think it's the hot dog of the homestand.
I
that
smell
thing
like
was so good
caramelized
yesterday.
Caramelized onions at the moment.
That's what it is.
Okay, is that on the 0-2? Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a 79-mile-an-hour curveball right at the bottom of the zone. Beautiful pitch from Sansone. His second K of the day, one gone.
Yeah, the hot dog of the homestand this week was insanely good.
So it was a blue cheese dog,
black,
right?
And blue dog.
Okay.
It was blue cheese that was not all that aggressive.
Okay.
I'm not a huge blue cheese guy, so that was essential to make sure that it was a quality dog. Well, the dog itself was delicious, grilled to perfection, per se.
Here's Marcos Torres from the left side. Fastball, called a strikeout or half, nothing in one.
You had blue cheese, you had blue cheese, you had some cheese whiz, and you had some steak that was grounded like in a Philly cheesesteak. It was a Philly cheesesteak dog, if
you
will.
Oh, Lord.
It was ridiculous.
Up and one the count for Torres. And the pitch. Breaking ball outside, 1-1.
It was the best hot dog. Take that back. The best thing I've eaten here at the ballpark this
season.
Wow. The best thing I've
eaten
at the ballpark.
Have you had the boneless wings yet?
I haven't. I've heard those are
good. Those are gas.
I've heard those are good.
A couple of times last year. Haven't yet this year, but they look the same. The 1-1. Breaking ball called a strike at the knees. 1-2 against the 24th best prospect in the Texas Rangers organization in Marcos Torres. Had an RBI ground out in the fifth and struck out two innings prior. First and second, one gone, one ball, and a pair of strikes for Torres. Sansone from the belt. And he brings home the 1-2. A curveball misses high, and it's 2-2.
Good pitch there.
Well, you got 2 days left to come on out and get the hot dog at the homestand because it's only happening this week. They switch it up week after week. So you got Saturday and Sunday to come on out. 6:05 tomorrow, 3 o'clock on Sunday. 2-2, and I'll be back to the netting, and we'll do it again.
I'm telling you, the best thing I've eaten here at the ballpark this season. And I typically mix it up, as you well
you
know.
Do. You go with something different every night. I go with my 3 Celsius. I just stock up. 2-2. Breaking ball. Rings him up on the outside corner. Back-to-back K's out of Michael Sansone, and the lefty's got 3 tonight. 2 gone.
And Torres, he didn't like the call. Let's see here on MLB TV.
It's in there.
Yeah, off the outside corner, according to TrackMan. It's a big strikeout, 2 down.
There's Marcos Soto in the 9-hole from the right side. Lefty on righty, first and second. 2 gone, 6-1 lead for the Sox, top of the 7th. The first pitch, fastball hit on the ground up the middle, scooped up by Tucker. 3 steps, throw to first, in time, out number 3. The Sox stay in front, a 5-run advantage, rolling into the bottom of the 7th in front of a jam-packed crowd in Salem. 6-1 your score. We go to the home half of the 7th after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV as we throw the T-shirts out the window. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We're out here throwing T-shirts out the window. Here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, T-shirt toss here in Salem. And we're throwing them out the window. And this is electric, Carter. It doesn't get much better than this, my friend.
Yeah, that was great. That was insane. Now everybody's looking up at us.
We got no more. Bottom of the 7th here in Salem, 6-1. Look at this. Look at this replay. Yeah, oh, there was.
Oh, can we show it one more time?
Can
guys,
we see that
this,
one
please?
More time? I slung that thing with some ferocity. First pitch on the way, and Brannon, a line drive right into the glove of Vargas. 1 gone. Man, that's a tough break.
That is a tough break. You know, it's tough because everybody's right underneath us, but we kind of have the line of vision blocked a little bit. We got it to a – I think we got it – we have 4 T-shirts. 2 of them got to at least under 14. 1 of them got to a young fan wearing a Phillies hat down there.
Dude, I threw that thing on a rope.
Insane.
We made eye contact a couple innings ago, and I said I know exactly where I'm throwing my shirt. First pitch – so Marvin Alcantara misses high and in. It's 1-0. You know what was really cool earlier tonight? Oh, there's that. Oh, man. That was money.
He caught it.
That was money. Marvin Alcantara waves and misses, and the count now 1-1. Yeah, we're going to have to clip that. That was hilarious.
I think both of mine landed within the same two sections. I wish I'd spread it out a little bit more.
1-1, swing and a miss, breaking ball down and away. 1-2. Only in minor league baseball. I mean, like.
I know. I'm not going to lie to you. We're getting texts about this. You hit that guy on a rope. Like, he was yelling for it. I mean, that's QB1 material right there.
One ball, two strikes. Put me in, coach. And the pitch. This is high with the fastball, and the count now 2-2. Now we have to, like, refocus. Like, that brought me so much.
That was some adrenaline
energy,
right there.
Adrenaline. We got to, like, resettle into baseball here. 6-1 Red Sox lead it. Bottom of the seventh, 2-2. Alcantara lifts it high into the air, straightaway center field. Running back after it is Marcus Smith, and he makes a head-high snag for out number two.
Two hard-hit balls to start the frame.
Especially Brandon's.
Yes. I didn't get a chance to see. There we are again on MILB TV. Hello, everybody. If you look to our right above the 2009 sign, that's our awesome PA announcer, Tyler Katz, as well.
Okay.
And then, there's Will Howell. There's
we
Will
got
Howell.
Everybody up in the house.
There's Tyler.
Tonight.
Where's Steven? Steven Langdon?
The things you can do when you have a 5-run lead in the seventh. First pitch to Nathaniel U10 misses down and away. The count is 1-0.
And again, if you can't see us, just another incentive to subscribe to MILB TV.
If you're listening to this on audio only, you're missing out. The 1-0. Swing and a ripper foul, right side, 1-1. Because you didn't see my laser of a throw
to a
young fan down there in a Phillies cap.
Yeah, a young fan in a Phillies cap. I wish I got it. So there was about 20 kids right beneath us, and we couldn't really see them with our line of vision block. They were all so disappointed. That was, like, the most gut-wrenching thing to look down, and they're all like, yeah, we're like, we're out, I'm sorry.
I threw that thing to a 20-year-old instead of kids, the 1-1. Called his strike inner half, 1-2.
Where did your second one go? You just kind of looked to the left.
I just looked and threw. I should have, like, found somebody. I just, like, looked for a good spot and threw. And then the guy stopped looking at the wrong time, so it hit the guy in front of him on the back. 1-2. This is downstairs, 2-2.
That's the one problem, I guess, if you're not paying attention. With T-shirts coming from behind you, next thing you know, you get drilled in the back by a T-shirt. You're just coming to a baseball game trying to enjoy it on a Friday night, and you're drilled by a T-shirt.
Two balls, two strikes for Nathaniel U10. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lifted back towards us. Oh, if that came in the booth, it just would have been the best night.
It would have been
year.
The best inning ever.
No doubt. You know, I got to ask Will if he can hear us. I got to ask Will if he can pull up Brooks Brandon pointing up in the booth after his home run. 2-2. Swung on, driven foul, screaming into the seats left side. We'll do it again.
He did. He pointed at some folks, maybe his parents, right behind the dugout, and then he pointed up to the booth. Because you were pointing down at him.
Two balls, two strikes, two gone. Gotta love some Brooks Brandon. He killed that ball. I'm still sitting with 484. 2-2. Swung on, lifted back towards us.
Oh, right, yo. Below. That's crazy.
Get off your phone, Tyler.
Sorry, I got a video of us throwing T-shirts, so I was looking at it on the phone. Look at this.
Look at this dime.
This is a POV. This is your dime, right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know that one. What can I say? 2-2 on the way. Chop foul. This is quite the at-bat.
This is
and
quite the at-bat.
We're not giving it the attention it fully deserves here.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Red Sox up 6-1 here in the bottom of the seventh.
We're just having fun.
I know.
On a Friday night, fireworks after the ball game. 2-2 on the way to U10. Swing and a miss. You struck him out with a breaking ball. Down and away, and we roll on to the eighth. 6-1. Red Sox in front. Stick around, buckle up, a lot of more fun to be had, and fireworks after the ball game. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock.
Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth here in Salem. We got ourselves a fun ball game, and the Red Sox are rolling 6-1. We bring you in with this. Brooks Brannon earlier tonight hits the home run to put the Sox up 3. The fist bump gives us a heart up in the booth. We love you, Brooks, and it's been an awesome night of baseball, and the Red Sox are rolling. Giovanni Heater alongside Carter Hill, ready to take you the rest of the way on the play-by-play. Carter Hill, take it away.
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni. He'd appreciate you there. The Red Sox on top 6-1 here in the top of the eighth at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. It is game 4 of this 6-game set. Michael Sansone is back on the bump. Here's his first pitch to Shedrick Vargas as he winds and fires, swaying and a miss at the first pitch, breaking ball, and the count is 0-1. Vargas, the 16th best prospect in the Rangers organization, has been quieted today. He's 0-3, 2 strikeouts, and a flyout. Oh, one. Long look in from the lefty. With 3 on the timer, he'll curl and unfurl. Swing and a miss. Same pitch on the breaking ball. Down and away. Moves the count to no balls and 2 strikes. Today for Michael Sansone, 2 innings pitched, 2 hits, no runs, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. He has been dynamite for the Salem Red Sox. So 2, swinging a bouncer right in front of the plate. Montero, bare hands, throws to first. What a play for out number 1.
Wow. That was pretty sweet.
Juan Montero fielding his position with authority. Charged in front of the plate. Here's the replay on MLB TV. Bare-handed it, and that is not an easy throw to first for out number 1. Kind of side-armed it,
heck
too.
Yeah. Little flare. Looked like a shortstop out there.
Figueroa now. Starting third baseman. 25th best prospect in the Rangers organization. First pitch. A breaking ball that sails high and away. And the count is 1-0. So Vargas, Figueroa, and Lopez. Top of the order to lead off the frame here in Salem. One ball, no strikes. A breaking ball in there outside corner. Evens up the count at 1-1. For Figueroa today, he's 1-3. 2 pop-ups in the infield. He also singled. That was back in the 6th. Red Sox lead it by 5 here at the top of the 8th. 1-1. He swings, lifts it into left center. To his left is Andy Lugo. He's there and makes the catch head high for out number 2. 2 up, 2 down with ease, and here's Jesus Lopez. The 27th best prospect in the system. You know, back in the first, he had the triple that banged off the top of the wall. It caromed away, and as he was rounding third, trying to stretch it into an inside the park home run, he was gunned down by Marvin Alcantara, the shortstop at the plate. Lefty on lefty matchup, first pitch. He swings, wraps it down the right field line. It will fall foul, though, into the down east bullpen. Count's 0-1 after the long strike. 1-3 day, the triple, a pop-up, and a bounce out. A 1. Breaking ball just misses low and away. Evens up the count at 1-1. Luis Cohen, the starter, went 5 innings. 4 hits, a run, it was earned. 5 strikeouts, 0 walks. Great stuff from the right-hander from Venezuela. 1-1, he swings, ropes it into right, it's down for a hit. Past the glove of Tucker, a 2-out single, and the Wood Ducks have a base runner here in the 8th. Sets things up for Arturo Disla. Starting first baseman is 0-3 on the day with 2 strikeouts.
Well, a little bit of 2-out hitting, see if they can extend things a little bit here.
His average has been lowered to 264 on the year. 4 homers, 27 ribbies.
First pitch from the stretch. He swings, pops it up foul. Down the first baseline, and it one hops into the second level and deflects into the mitt of a fan. Counts 0-1. Lions score today 6 runs for the Red Sox, 1 for the Wood Ducks. Down East is out hitting Salem, 7-5. The Wood Ducks have an error. The Red Sox are unblemished. 0-1, he swings and tips it foul. Moves the count to 0-2. And how about this? The fan who caught your t-shirt, Gio, is about to give it to a young fan. How about a round of applause for that man down there? That is phenomenal.
That's nice.
We caught all of that right there.
Where?
Right behind. See him right there? I'll point him out to you in just a minute. 0-2. Swing and a puncher foul down the first baseline. And a nice catch by a fan. Staying alive is Diesla. Yeah, so in case you just joined us, Sox are up 6-1, but we're coming off of a crazy seventh inning. We got to throw t-shirts down to the stands here in Salem. And this is as packed of a house as we've seen here at Salem Memorial Ballpark this season. 0-2. He swings and tips it foul. Remains 0-2. Just in case, Marcus Smith, the center fielder, remains on deck. Punch out would be big here and kind of halt off any momentum that Down East may be picking up on as we speak. 0-2. He swings and misses for strike 3. Had a breaking ball down and in. That's a big one for Sansone. Number 4 on the day. Into the home half of the 8th, we go in Salem. 6-1, the Red Sox on top of the Wood Ducks. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the 8th at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-1, the Red Sox on top of the Down East Wood Ducks as we're approaching the latter frames of this Friday night contest. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday evening. 6-7-8 in the Red Sox order. Andy Lugo, Albert Feliz, Big Al, as we call him here in Southwest Virginia, and Juan Montero behind the plate. The right-hander Gonzalez is back on the bump. He has been excellent for the Down East Wood Ducks in relief and has, quite frankly, really bailed out this bullpen and the pitching staff as a whole. First pitch to Lugo. He takes it for a strike outside corner at the knees. Count is nothing and one. The starter, Kyle Larson, didn't even record an out before being removed from the game. Then the right-hander Savage took over. 0-1. Check swing. Down and in, and he went around according to Zach Kovic. It's nothing and two. Two scoreless innings, and then the right-hander Gonzalez, who had started 4 games this year. 5 scoreless innings, 2 hits, 8 strikeouts, not a single walk. 0-2, and there's strike 3 inside corner. Went breaking ball down and in. Number 9 on the day, and there's one down. By the way, his season ERA is lowered to 1.18. So not only has he kept this a 6-0 and now a 6-1 game, but he saved the pitching staff for the rest of the week. Because when your starter does not record an out, that can put you in a little bit of a pickle at times.
Yes, absolutely.
Here's Big Al. Albert Feliz. First pitch. He swings and misses.
nothing in one, and he wanted all of that one for homer number 5 of the year. Big out today, 0 for 2, I should say. A strikeout, a pop-up, and a walk. Go 1, wave and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. Moves the count to 0-2. Due up for the Wood Ducks in the ninth, who will trail by at least 5. 5-6-7, Marcus Smith, Julian Brock, and Eric Alvarez. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him strike 3. Double-digit punch-outs for Gonzalez, and there's 2 down. 3 straight as well, dating back to Nathaniel Tenz back in the 7th.
Carter, you know what's such a bummer?
What's that?
Fireworks tonight, no post-game
interview. Oh, yes.
I just realized that.
We can go talk to Brooks after the game, though, just for just for fun.
Pop in.
On Montero now, first pitch. Strikeout or half. First pitch fastball. Nothing in 1.
Tonight definitely would have been a good one.
Well, Brooks is great.
Brooks is always great.
Brooks' interview the other night was fantastic. We got some good guys to talk to here, no doubt.
We learned a new baseball term from him.
Wave and a miss on the breaking ball. Counts 0-2. You guys can go watch the interview.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's even something we should say on air. I don't know if it's...
Yeah, that's... Go watch the interview.
Go watch the interview. I think we can, but I don't want to get in trouble for saying.
I don't want to get in trouble either. That's like rule 101 in broadcasting. Don't say things you're not supposed to.
He was back on Tuesday after his walk-off RBI single to win the game. 0-2. Breaking ball in there for strike 3 as Gonzalez punches out the side, and he's got 11 in relief in 6 innings of work. Final cracks for the Wood Ducks as we move to the ninth in Salem, 6-1. The Red Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, back here in Salem where the Red Sox lead it 6-1. Look at this. The amount of punch-outs today from both Luis Cohen and Michael Sansone. Cohen had 5, and look at this. Sansone, he has 4 as well. The left-hander out of relief. 3 perfect innings on the contest, and that's a big reason why the Red Sox are up 5 runs here in the ninth.
Yeah, we want to talk about the offense early, sure, but it's been the pitching. Look at the frustration on display out of the Down East Wood Ducks, much in part to this guy right here, Michael Sansone, been dialed in on the hill for the Sox. I'll say it. I thought JoJo Ingrassia was the best relieving pitcher this team had. And he's brought into the starting rotation, and Sansone was right there on his heels. Really, really talented arm out of the pen. Just a guy that controls the game for you defensively.
5-6-7 in the Wood Ducks order, trailing 6-1. Final cracks for Downey's. First pitch, swing and a miss right through a high fastball. And it's nothing to one. Marcus Smith, Julian Brock, and Eric Alvarez. This is, by the way, fourth inning of work for Sansone. It's a safe situation for him based on when he came in. A 1, a breaking ball high and in. Did hit him? Yes, it did. And Smith reaches to lead off the frame. You look at when Michael Sansone came in the game. Well, anytime you finish the game recording 9 consecutive outs with the lead the whole time, you're going to secure a save, and this would be inning number 4.
Right.
Looking at Sansone overall, would be his second save of the year, third of his professional career. Here's Julian Brock, designated hitter, first pitch. Takes it high and inside, just misses on the fastball. A ball and no strikes. Brock's a big bat. He's 2-for-3. A double and a single. Also, he bounced out back in the second. 1-0. High and tight on the breaking ball. Two balls and no strikes. Off of first is Marcus Smith. The Red Sox, with a victory, will have secured at least a split of this six-game set. The Wood Ducks have won three straight series. 2-0. This is high and in again. Three balls, no strikes. And this is, again, if you're Michael Sansone, just trying to throw strikes. He's only walked one here in the game. There is a little bit of action in the Red Sox bullpen, just in case. 3-0. And there's a get-me-over strike, outer half. Three balls and a strike. I believe I saw Connor Steinbaugh starting to stretch a little bit down the left field line. Right-handed reliever for the Salem Red Sox.
Yeah.
3-1. Check swing on the breaking ball. It doesn't matter. It's called a strike on the outside corner by Zach Kovic, and the count runs full.
Brock didn't think so.
No, he does. He did not. He was trotting down that first base line. Sets up a pretty massive pitcher in this situation with Smith off of first. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him, strike three. XXL strikeout from Michael Sansone, number 5 on the day, and there's one down. Look at this here on MLB TV. Out in front of a breaking ball. And here's Eric Alvarez, the left fielder. 1-for-3 day for Alvarez. A single, a flyout, and a strikeout back in the 7th. First pitch, lefty deals. Swinging a tipper behind home plate. It will trickle foul. What a catch behind home plate by a fan.
What a night.
On the fly. Without the glove as well.
What a night at the yard.
The vibes have been fantastic with fireworks soon to commence. So one just misses, trimming the inside corner. Count evens up at 1-1. Went fastball, did Sansone. Marcos Torres is on deck. Sox looking to spin the double play and in the ball game. 1-1. He swings, pops it up. Left side of the infield. Moving back is Marvin Alcantara in shallow left center, and he makes the over-the-head grab for out number 2. That was a nice play by Marvin Alcantara.
Sure was. That twisting and turning, able to track it down. Not an easy play by any means. And again, soft contact by Sansone, giving you exactly what you asked for.
The Wood Ducks are down now to their final out. And with the loss, would see their three-series winning streak, come to a close. And the Red Sox would have two cracks to win the series for the second consecutive time at home. Marcos Torres, first pitch, runner up from first, swing and a miss, and he'll take the bag easily on defensive indifference as Feliz was not holding the bag down at first. Counts 0-1. Yeah, that runner out there means nothing. You allow him to take the bag, and you focus on the hitter if you're Sansone and the Red Sox. 0-1. Swinging a line drive into right center. It's down for a hit. Around second with ease is Alvarez. He'll score. Moving to second now is Torres, and he'll slide in with an RBI double to make it a 6-2 game here in the 9th.
Yeah, I don't know if he even expected to be able to get to second. But
no, there was a little bit of a delay out in right center getting the ball in. But Torres takes advantage as the run scores, and 4-run game. Brings up Marco Soto now. Still the final hope for the Down East Wood Ducks. The Red Sox got all 6 of their runs in the first. The Wood Ducks got 1 in the 5th. Now 1 in the 9th. Off his second is Torres. First pitch to Soto. And the lefty deals. Swinging a knifer foul, first base side. And off the mitting of a fan. Foul ball makes it nothing and 1. Down to their final 2 strikes are the Wood Ducks. Sansone looking to secure what would be his second save of the season. In his 4th inning of work, might I add. 0-1. Swing a ground ball. Should do it. Left side. Out Contra on a hop. Throws across the first, and that will do it. Cue up Dirty Water. The Red Sox win it 6-2 on a Friday night in Salem.
What a night. What a night, Clark. Red Sox putting the fireworks on display. Brooks Brandon started it early with the three-run bomb, and they never looked back. 6-2 the final. Another night, another dominant win for the Red Sox as we say goodbye on the air, my friend.
Appreciate you all listening all night long. Seriously, on MILB.com and MILB TV, it's a pleasure to be able to go into different cars and living rooms and across the country all season long. Brooks Brandon here with the big swing of the night. Three-run homer back in the first. It was his first of the season and just his third game back off of the IL. And you'll see here, how about the hat tip and the point to the broadcast booth and my partner here, Giovanni Heater, who pointed down at him, and there he is with the heart as well. Love you too, Mr. Brandon. Love you too.
Daniel U10 kept it going. Base hit for him through the left side of the infield. Again, part of that huge six-run inning for the Red Sox. Run after run.
Yeah, just moving on the base pass. Saw the wild pitch. Two straight stolen bags. A sack fly here off the bat of Juan Montero. Scored a run from third. And Big Al Albert Feliz. And then Stanley Tucker stays hot. RBI single through the left side. He had two hits today. And then once again, you see another base knock here off the bat of Marvin Alcantara. And what was a great night for the Salem Red Sox. Well, the Red Sox won it 6-2 over the Down East Wood Ducks. They secured at least a split of the six-game set. That snaps the three-series winning streak for the Down East Wood Ducks. And two more cracks at it to try and lock down this series and secure the second consecutive series win at home this season. Well, for everybody in the room to our right, making the magic happen.
Bravo tonight, by the way. Bravo.
Fantastic.
They did a great job.
For Will Howell, who helps everything out behind the scenes, who does just a remarkable job. Rising senior at Virginia Tech, and then Stephen Langdon, our video production manager, who just does everything to make this happen here in Salem. For my broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill, saying so long from Salem Memorial Ballpark, where the Red Sox win it 6-2 over the Down East Wood Ducks. Back in action tomorrow at 6:05, I should say, for a Saturday evening first pitch against the Wood Ducks. We're on the air at 5:40. Have a great night, everybody. And for the final time, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
This has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem. And we'll see you next time.